There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April Scrimp to Aaron's Glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hello, welcome to This Little Piggy live from the Borgata in Atlantic City, except for Moody, who could not afford a ticket. Right, Moody?
I'm actually down the hole from you guys. I've just got a green screen behind me to look like I'm...
We've had some technical difficulties. This is as good as we can get it, but we're very well aware that you will be complaining throughout the program. So feel free to super tip your complaints. I don't have the chat window open.
we have put Carl away from the camera, so that should equal out the complaints.
Yes, with... Carl is in the cuck chair tonight.
Oh, shit. Right. You just get wet over here.
Just realized that. And also joining us live in the room, ladies and gentlemen, Tukey.
Yay! Hi, everybody.
Tukey is here. Oh, I should try to open up the chat.
We're off to a good start.
Atlantic City's been interesting so far. No Kevin Brennan, no Stuttering John. Carl just got into town.
It's trash day. Friday's trash day. He couldn't leave. He said he's coming Saturday.
Imagine having no one in your life that you can ask to put out and bring in the trash for you at your house. Like, what is going on?
Also, he lives by himself in a house. You can go 1 week without putting your trash out. It should be fine.
Right. Unless
it's a huge bin. I live in that area.
Unless it's full of dead cats.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's gets a little stinky.
Yeah. So hopefully everything works. Mediocre. We've tried to lower the camera resolution, which I'm sure none of you mind. Moody's at full 1080 HD, so enjoy him. What a week. I have a million clips. I'm sure these guys are going to appreciate me taking up hours of their time while they're here in a casino in Atlantic City. But
let's go all night.
We do it for the fans. We are putting together something special for tomorrow night. I think that'll be great. Do we want to announce this yet?
Yeah, I think it should be a surprise, right?
Yeah. So if you tune into the Atlantic City streams and enjoy those, we are working on something special for tomorrow night. I think you guys will enjoy it. We're going to throw it together, so it will be about this quality. So enjoy. Let's jump into it. What a week. Anybody have any thoughts just for the theme of the week? I know Moody, you have some ideas.
He's gone full Delulu. It's delusion turned up. He's not even trying to maintain a steady narrative anymore. Like there's two or three shows space between completely contradictory opinions now. It's a new era of Toe that has decoupled himself from reality.
We had a few weeks there where it was really bad and boring, and we thought, maybe, but I mean, he is fully back. The number of clips.
Was there a triple digit miss this week? Did I see that?
It's a perfect week, Carl.
Oh, it's a perfect week. Okay.
What you're talking about. This is Aaron we're dealing with. This
it's guy funny because like you're saying, Moody, he goes back and forth between, guys, we can miss a couple goals. It's fine. You know, we're in the black. We're making money over here. And then it's like, I guess the show's not going to last much longer because you guys don't want to support it.
He did fantasize about making a new hire this week. Did you hear this clip? His dream for the evening shows, and he doesn't know if he can afford him.
Carmack.
Bob Levy.
Of course.
Oh, no. I heard him talking about having Tommy Jordan on the show. Oh,
no.
Tommy Jordan as a co-host.
No, he wanted Bob Levy for the night shows now. He's got disposable income.
Oh, wait.
Perfect
he's doing
weeks.
That. He's full on in the Dabbleverse, too, by the way.
Oh, like, yeah.
Why would he have mentioned Tommy Jordan? Who in his audience knows Tommy? I'm sorry, Tommy. I love you, but I'll wait.
All right, let's get into it. This is the first clip of the week. I always like to start with a goal miss. This is from Monday.
Rocco's mic is either down or off at the moment.
Rocco's mic is down or off?
I didn't do anything. Is that it?
It's a little bit.
Shut off myself.
There we go. Yeah.
It's probably for the best. He yells anyway.
Yeah, I'm loud.
This is brought to us by South Thorough Joe Burrow. Monday's miss.
It's danger when he's bringing out the lightsaber.
Hobo Chili with a dollar says, I heard you missed. No, we fucking crushed it. We went way over, bro. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry, Hobo. Oh, I'm sorry, bud. But here's the thing, Hobo. Sometimes you hang out in like places where people invent their narratives about Steel Toe because they're...
Remember, Hobo Chili Recipe was one of his guys. Like, that was one of his main guys originally.
Bitter about
Hobo Chili Recipe is one of Mersh's guys, though, originally.
Oh, okay.
He came from the Mersh space, and when the two shows were sort of aligned, he went between.
Got it.
Hit the old thumbs up. Hey, great news. We are not doing well money-wise tonight, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're crushed this morning. It's not bothering me. And that's bothering. It's bothering me that it's not bothering me. But hey, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be gifted.
Guys,
I've been having an existential crisis for once.
I've had such growth that it's not bugging me that I'm not making money, but that's bugging me.
Why am I not freaking out right now?
Memberships, Rumble Rants, Streamlabs, Venmo, and PayPal. Hey, who knows? Maybe they're all broken. Why don't you go ahead and give them a test? It's coming. It's coming tonight. We got a couple of solid clips out of us. You can have this shirt when you pry it from my cold, dead titties. Again, if you want to donate this listener-supported show, Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rant. Throw us,
Why is it stuck to his titties? That's what I want to know.
He also got money from someone to never wear that shirt again.
Yes. Thank you. Anyway, back to the shirt.
You guys have been doing great today. Just finish up on that money end of things, and we will be as perfect as it possibly gets. All right, throw a couple of memberships and a couple of bucks at the old toe, and we'll call this thing a W tonight. All right, guys, we need you to throw in some memberships. Remember I said we'll see what happens when I get to around 7:30, because I said, man, I'm happy with it. Yeah. You guys are doing great. We're doing a fun, awesome show today. I'm not even worried that a lot of the cash isn't coming in because I feel like it'll be there. And I said, check with me around 7:30. We'll see how I feel. I'm a little uneasy, but still feeling pretty good. I think there's going to be a big run. Guys, let's get rolling. Let's get moving on knocking things out. We could use your help.
He's talking like a weatherman, but about his mood and how anxious he is.
You know, I just came with a brilliant idea for him. A new gimmick.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he have a goal for the hour? There's a 6 o'clock hour goal, a 7 o'clock hour goal.
He used to do that.
Did he?
He used to have like little mini milestones.
Doesn't that make so much more sense? Yeah. Because he's like, guys, remember what I was talking about? How at 7:30 I'm doing things. Like, no, I just tuned in 15 minutes ago. Retired.
I hear what you're saying. Right now, he only has one breakdown of show.
That's what I mean. Wouldn't that be fucking awesome? Well, every day there were six or seven goals.
He used to do that where he'd have like informal mini freakouts every hour if it's not going so well, but
like
now
quarterly metrics,
he was trying to be on pace, right?
I can tell if we're on pace.
Right. He used to want to be on pace, but what if it was like all or nothing goals, like wins and losses, you know, like real important shit.
He might not ever have to prepare for a show again.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the whole thing.
Al Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. How about some fives and tens and twenties and gifted memberships? Let's roll, baby. Click one of those links, throw a couple bucks to the toe. We appreciate it. If you could spare a membership, I would.
Do you have an extra
membership?
Do you have an extra membership?
He finds new ways to say give me money every fucking time. It's amazing.
I don't have a membership to spare.
Brother, can you spare a membership?
Come on.
You can always you could do like goal squares. You've got memberships on one line, and then you've got the last digit of the goals on the other line, and you can make bets every hour.
That's brilliant, actually.
Yes.
The Super Bowl coming up? Why do you think of that? He's that whiteboard man.
Thank you very much. Hey, guys, don't let this go to waste. Keep this energy going. Hey, you guys are in double digits. Not that I'm allowed to say anything. It's all bullshit. And
not that I'm allowed to say anything.
He's not allowed to mention the goal.
I know, but he created that rule himself.
Yeah.
Because we make fun of him.
He created the goal himself.
Well, right.
It's all fake.
I deserve memberships. I deserve all the money in the world. Missed it by that much tonight. I mean, look, we got 20 minutes, but the way our show's, those, you know, people kind of make their way towards the exit. in the last few minutes until it's time to rattle the can.
That's a lie. Which it does. Yeah. That's the best time.
That's what I do.
Look like we're going to get to tonight. I'm thinking like another 10 memberships or so, and we're feeling pretty good. Streamlabs, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble.
Up and down, up and down throughout an episode.
Let's go. We're no double digits away. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super
Chats. The amount of energy it takes to be this high and this low, you'd think you'd be skinnier.
It would deplete all your serotonin.
Right.
This is insane. She's burning some calories with this nonsense.
Why not put all this energy into improving your show?
The show's perfect, dude.
Instead of telling your audience they should be doing all the work.
The show is perfect.
Classic Dabbleverse, wishing they were as good as the toe.
The problems with reality. Reality is the thing that needs to reconvene and rechange itself. Right. So oh, that man. It recognizes the show is good.
He's trying to get the sun to he's trying to get the earth to revolve around the sun.
Because the audience is
wait,
now
wait,
becoming...
Wait, hold on.
He did it. He nailed it.
I'll just leave.
But the audience is almost becoming the main character of the show. It's all about the audience.
Yeah, of course. Oh, here's another guy in my chat who thinks I'm a piece of shit. Let me devote 7 minutes to this. By the way, you know where he works?
You guys just all throw a membership in. You want to hit the Streamlabs link? You want to throw something in there? Go ahead and do that too. All right, let's get the train going. I think if you guys get this down to 30, it's technically a win for the toe because we have 30 in the bank from this morning. But let's see if we can't knock this whole thing out. We're $80 away from a win today.
Guys, I've got some Groupons in a drawer. Lucky for you.
Hey, let's see if we can do it. Fire up the music.
Oh, he's back to the hype
Stream
train.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats.
No, this is Chad's thing.
Don't worry, Erica's coming.
Let's go. $80 away, and I don't care how you do it.
You don't?
Click one of those links in the chat. Streamlabs, the PayPal link are both in there. Steel Toe Media Inc. on Venmo. But hey, gifting those memberships.
Whoa! That's the first I've ever heard that in my life.
Give out the actual username that you need to donate to.
Yeah. Addresses.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Aaron. This is a breakthrough, my friend.
You might get something.
Holy crap.
I was just going to PayPal.com. I didn't know.
Throw in some super chats. Throw in some rumble rants. It's all a great way to do it. If we can get $50, we've got ourselves a win. But for
throw
a complete
in some rumble rants.
Evening show on
super chat a bunch, guys.
You have a spare rumble rant?
Throw in a few if you have some.
Their own W, $80 away. Let's go, boys and girls. Here we go.
He doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. He's just on autopilot.
Yeah.
But
he has his horn now. You seen this?
No.
Girls, here we go. Hold on, I got my whistle. Let's do it.
Well, between that and the green light, I have to give him money.
He's blowing a little horn.
So cool.
That horn is the base of one of those party like roller
right.
things.
Like one of the things that unfurls the paper. Yeah.
Let's get those memberships in there. Let's make those big drops to the toe. Vince Griswold with $2 starting us off. Fuck that. Everybody do $2 and we'll be home free.
He doesn't care.
I don't know why I didn't think about that. I was telling everybody to give $1. What if he gave $2?
Get greedy.
His new glasses really accentuate his eyebrows. Just make
them. They make them thick.
Memberships, all that. Everybody, you know, 30, 40, $2 drops. We're solid here. Let's go.
Right. You need $80, 40, $2 drops, and you'd be solid. Right. Thank you, Aaron.
Let's call it a win. We got a win this morning. Let's get a win tonight. Let's make it perfect. As you know, we've been struggling the last couple of weeks to bang these goals out.
I don't remember a non-perfect week.
Yeah,
what's he talking about?
Struggling. What does he mean? Kills
it. He's always rubbing it in our faces.
We're jealous.
Always seething about it.
But there's different shades of perfect. There's perfect week that is every show is perfect during the show. And then there's perfect weeks where the goals are hit after the show. So he's conceded in the media.
How come you can't bowl a different shade of a perfect game? It's a 180. But if you look at it the way I look at it, it's a perfect game.
Let's start week with two straight wins. A perfect week right off the bat. Big drops, let's go. We got about 4 minutes left.
He just asked for $2. Now he wants big drops.
A perfect week right out the bat. I don't think he even knows what he's saying anymore. Let's start up with 2 wins.
My favorite is when he gets to Wednesday night and he's like, thank God there's only one more goal.
It's I like, know!
Till it starts all over right. again. Till your hell.
But he also thinks that the audience feels that same anxiety. Because he'll be like, guys, there's just one more goal.
Right.
Isn't that great? Like, tomorrow we'll just hit this goal, then we'll be done.
And then I don't bug you until Monday. Yes. Friday, really, but we don't talk about it.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, and gifted memberships to try and knock this bitch out. We need your help, and we need it quick.
Streamlabs goes to his PayPal? Is that how that works? Because I've never heard him say, I got this in Streamlabs.
It does. Right. Yeah, I think it does go to his PayPal.
Because okay. I bet no one uses it. I'd be willing to bet he doesn't get Streamlabs donations.
Stephanie does.
What's that?
Steven does.
And Mark.
Whenever Stephanie. There's a message... Whenever there's a message with a PayPal thing, that means it's Streamlabs.
You can put a, yeah, you can put there's a note on PayPal.
Can not, you do PayPal notes with PayPal? All oh, right.
Of course.
We got this song. And we're going to go. I'm going to click one of these suggested ones after this. But hey, we got a minute 45 left in this one. Let's see if we don't need it. All right. Looks like we might. All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm putting the 30 in there. We're 50 away. I'm cracking the bank. We got to try
oh,
and get it.
No! Holy shit, seriously. See how easy that was, guys? That just gave me $30.
This is like a game show. Would you guys like to go for it, or should we use your bank?
You're right.
Should we?
There's Phaseway with a gifted membership on YouTube. Thank you very much. Okay. 45.
So, yes, if you go to streamlabs.com/steeltoeshow, there is a leaderboard, and by default, it's on all. But you can go to month and week to see who this month has donated through Streamlabs and who this week has donated through Streamlabs.
Is he first or second?
Ah, there is zero in the last month that has come through Streamlabs.
No one's going to Streamlabs.
Oh, well, it gives a dollar amount?
Yeah, no dollar amount, but there's a like a rank, there's a leaderboard, top 10 for all, top 10 for month, and top 10 for week. And the month and the week ones are empty. So it means no one's donated through Streamlabs in the last month. And for like Streamlabs to be the number one, like, it's got the number one spot of the donation platforms.
That's available real estate.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta free that up, Aaron. You gotta move it down.
Away from tonight. We cracked the bank. Hey, people are saying, what if I have a song? Then fucking throw it at us. Let's go. Let us know what
people
you want.
Saying,
throw me a song, Mr. Piano Man.
Pat Dixon, now we take a request for money.
Next one. $45 away, a minute
he
left
is
in
like,
this song.
He is like a stripper who, instead of taking off clothes, it's dignity.
Yeah. For our music.
Right, for two songs.
Instead of making the song shorter so you have to pay more, it goes longer and you pay less.
You thought I'd take it up.
I'm just going to put an extra song on for us. Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's got way more layers than you thought he did.
And then one more song after. Let's get it going. Oh, thank you for the gifted membership. Come on, man. Let's be perfect today. Let's be perfect today. E-dialing. I like that. I like E-dialing. Come on now. This morning was so nice and easy. It worked out so well. Let's have the
you
evening
ever
show.
You those, like in the 80s, they'd have all the people taking the phone calls for donations when they're doing the telethon thing?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing where Aaron's doing this and there's just rows of people just staring at the phone.
Doing their nails.
Just nothing is ringing.
And that's literally what he does. He just sits there and waits.
They're all on the phone, but it's their cell phones and they're just looking at TikTok. They're just scrolling.
I don't know how he lives. How do you live like this?
And he calls it perfect. Like to throw around that word so frequently, it's can his
I
show be
see
better?
It not
no,
going well.
Like, it's perfect.
On a couple week winning streak, you've been carrying shit, so keep that shit up. Come on, guys, 45 away. 45 is very doable. There we go. $5 says air.
So he's made $10 this entire time. He just made another $5.
And he,
it was 80. He had to put 30 out of his own money to get the 45. Like, we know how easy this is to do, guys. You made $5.
It's so easy, but he can't do it. He's like, $40 is nothing. It's like, then why are you doing this?
Gay Twister, Aaron. Gay Twister is when you lost your credible. I think he means credibility. Thank you for the five. $40 away. Or 8 memberships. All right, that's the first one. Guys.
Why?
$40.
Why did he need to go to broadcasting school to learn things? Like, what what skills were added to his repertoire from that school? I hope he's
still paying off the loan.
For community college.
For Brown College.
Yeah, he went to a two-year school.
From university.
Let's see if we can hit this. You know what? I want to go old school for this one. Right. Let's go old school for it. In honor of the Epstein files. 3 minutes left. $45 left to go. Please help. Or no, $40 left to go.
Shouldn't you play the music for the Epstein files?
It's not old school if you play this on your last show.
What does that mean? What's the connection between the Third Reich and Jeffrey Epstein? What am I missing?
Well, okay. You should play Baby Shark.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's do it. How about two of those 5 gifted membership drops? How about a couple?
What's he doing with his hands?
He just dropped the membership.
He's doing
Patrick.
A claw machine dropping. For money. Oh, we almost had it. Oh, slipped out.
So close.
20 drops. Let's end this. Let's call it a win for the toe. Light. We're desperate. We got to light the light. We need a win.
Light the light.
Whistle and light.
I feel like this show is healing America. Because you watch this and you're like, this is what racism is. And you're like, I don't want to be racist anymore. Let's let that go.
Doesn't seem profitable.
No. Doesn't seem profitable. It's very sweaty. It doesn't look cool and you don't make money doing it.
$40, let's go. It's just a 40. It's 80, you drop in 5. It's 10 of you drop in 4. Get us a win. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. We can't.
50. How many people would you need? 3.
Yeah.
Let's make this a little bit tougher.
Lose. We've been losing too much. We've been losing too much. Too many losses. Help out. Oh, God. $40. Do something to help. Come on, guys. I need a perfect day. It's been a while since we've had a perfect day here on the toe. Help
what?
It. Help it. I even cracked the bank for this.
Hold on. It's been a while since he's made both goals in the same day. Is that possibly true?
He's had perfect weeks.
He has perfect weeks. What is he talking about? But wasn't he had one perfect day?
There's a difference between a perfect day where you realize that it's perfect during the course of the show and a perfect day where it gets hit later and a perfect day where you don't need to even beg at the end.
Is it possible if the Bills did beat the Broncos and that we're in the Super Bowl?
You just haven't found out
yeah,
yet.
Can we go back and watch the replay of that catch again, please?
Ah, shit. 10 beer with 5 gifted memberships. Thank you. On YouTube. $30 away. Come on. Finished up that 30. Let's go. Let's go. Finish up that 30.
He claps like a coach on the sideline. Yeah. Like, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Rally.
Right.
Let's get it. Come on, guys. We got a minute and a half. You love this show. You're entertained. Tonight was a great show.
You have money. You have thumbs. Why are you giving it to me?
30 away. It can be done. Let's do it. There's 10 from Rabbi Smoothie. All right, $20 away, guys. $20 away. Let's do it. Thank you, Rabbi Smoothie, for the 10. Let's bring it home.
I'm confused. Do we give this guy money because he's the best at this and he's entertaining us? Or because we feel bad for him and take pity on him because he has to have a perfect day and he's going to be really depressed?
Either one. Whatever.
Pity donos for the next 2 minutes. After that, I'm the best donos.
Money is in the eye of the beholder. Whatever you...
5 gifted memberships, and let's run it back and call it a W. 1 minute left. $20 away. 1 minute.
They can do it. There's another $5 coming in. This $5 says, I like butt stuff. I like butt stuff. Whatever, let's get a W. $15 away.
You do feel tired watching him.
Memberships. It's a 20.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, this is the calorie burner, all of this.
2 minute rounds, 2 minute breaks.
$20 drop on Rumble. Let's do it. 30 seconds to go. $15 away from a win, and it would be a perfect day. For the toe. Come on, guys. Come on. 15 away. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy Eyes McGee over here. Holy shit.
Come on. 15 away. Let's.
Wow.
He looks like the villain from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Right?
Whoa.
He says it. I killed your brother. He
says it. Every week he says, you've seen both the shows. You see which one is laughing and having a good time and not caring what people say, and which one is like stressed out and seething the whole time.
He's thrown a three-pointer and he's watching it like, is it going to go in?
Come on, guys. Come on. 15 away. Let's go. Come on. Get that 15.
I don't think you guys are going to do it. I don't think you love me.
You know how autistic kids need the book of faces? You know how autistic kids need the book of faces to recognize emotions?
Yes.
You could make one from him just in the goal.
Yeah,
joy, panic.
Clip would be all the emotions.
Well, guys, I hate to tell you this, but January's over. But Aaron seems to be happy about that. He's excited, even though January was the best month ever.
For views.
For Steel Toe.
Yeah.
By the way, these new thumbnails are fire.
Mm-hmm.
50K thumbs ups.
I just love that it says Steel Toe twice on there. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It does. He also puts these up and he doesn't put the right resolution on them. So when you see them in a thumbnail on the webpage, the date is cut off. You don't see the date in the thumbnails. You need to download it to see it.
Doesn't matter. It's the same show.
Give him a break. Welcome
to the Stato Morning Show. It's me. It's Aaron back again. Oh, thank God that January's over, huh? I shouldn't really say that. YouTube-wise, it was our best month we've ever had.
It was only the best month he ever had because of like four videos that got a lot of views. It had nothing to do with his show.
People had to die in order for him to have a good month on YouTube.
But it also had nothing to do with the Steel Toe Morning show.
People were gunned down so he could get some views.
These were live streams that were part of a protest. They had nothing to do with him or his entertainment.
But how many times has he also said that he doesn't count the viewers as his metric? It's whether or not he hits the goal that matters to him.
Right. And so he gets a lot of viewers.
His uniques are off the chart.
I shouldn't be so eager to say goodbye to January. Over 600,000 views, 1 million views total across all our platforms.
Then why'd you say thank God it's over?
January probably could have broken 2 million had we been streaming our protests on Rumble as well. But I just, again, that studio app.
Could have, should have, would have.
On the phone. Not the best. But here we are. We'll get to all of it in just a little bit. Guys, thank you very much for your support. Let's do it up. Let's leave these last 2 weeks in the dust. Now, don't get me wrong. January was a good month. We were in the black in January. I'm not going to complain after having hundreds and hundreds.
If you like being in the black, you're going to love February.
Hundreds of thousands of views. But the missing the goals for competitive purposes, for just like an intramural sports purposes, gay, lame, hate it. Let's notch some wins for the toe.
Clip it, Megan.
Locatorale says new.
Hold on. So he's in the black, but he missed the goals. And the goals are only all the money that he actually needs. So how is he missing goals but also in the black?
Who do you just don't understand business?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, you try all to bring right, logic right. into business right, is where you go wrong every time.
Scarlett's been in the black and now she's missing her brain.
I think the black's been in her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I screwed it up. Oh, I stink.
It's okay. I didn't know which way the sun went a minute ago.
one more of those protests to cover, by the way. Jake Lang's coming back to town on Friday. People don't really care about the protests anymore. I'll be really honest with you.
People don't care about the protests anymore. I'm glad you just went out and bought a bunch of equipment. Well, there's the microphone.
Yeah. Etc.
And other stuff. He got 14,000 views on his big protest live stream, fourth week in a row. Mm-hmm. So who's watching the kids?
Yeah, the kids are with grandma and grandpa.
He's also let go of this leaderboard and the scrolling thing at the bottom. Now it's other things that have gone on.
You know
on
why
well
he let go
life.
Of that, Moody?
Yeah.
The high rollers are not coming in anymore.
Because on Thursday, number one would be $40.
Right. It looks terrible.
And by the time I get to the super tips here in a minute, James Baumert's going to have thrown me 100. I know it.
It's like having a tip jar. There's only ones in it. You know, like you want a sweetness, you throw a 20 on there. People are giving 20s. This is fun, right?
I just know he's downstairs watching, so I'm putting that in his head now. Or else he's poor.
But isn't ICE also getting out of Minnesota? So wouldn't they have less to actually cover? Like, is he playing it down?
I don't know. It's diminishing returns because it has gone down. He got almost 200,000 on the one video. The next weekend he got 75. This past weekend he got 14. Yeah. So it's like people are now like marking his channel as like the one not to watch for this kind of stuff. So it's like
I was watching some of the main because I always check out the protest. There was another ICE out weekend this weekend. And other than some stuff going down in LA, nobody really cares about Minnesota anymore. And we'll talk about why in a little bit.
Just like the Lakers.
I was watching some of the biggest channels covering the protests. And like we had about anywhere from 1,500 to 200 makes no sense. 1,500 to 2,000 people watching our protest coverage when it was like at its peak. Lindale shooting, Jake Lang.
Nobody cares. No one who's watching this cares.
This weekend, I'm looking, and the biggest channel there is for covering this stuff, which is the one that's been getting the most views, has been Status Quo News. And they were getting like 1,200 at a time.
Who's he telling this to? Us?
So he's saying he beat the biggest one?
Doesn't that make you
the biggest one? Oh, you got to love him. You got to love him.
What? Oh. Who's watching this and going, oh, yeah, Steel Toe got the numbers. I'm enjoying the show more now.
I'm never playing poker today, am I?
No. We'll play tonight. They're all like 1 minute 25.
I'm fucking with you, dude.
Look, I can't do like you and pick out the good ones. They're all good. We know for a fact Carl doesn't have tickets to any kind of show tonight, so he's locked in.
That's not true. We're going to Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. We're going to stalk Topanga.
We're going
to
find Topanga and get a picture with Tukey. Yay!
All right. Let's open up these 8 o'clock hour stories. And while we do that, guys, hit like, hit subscribe, and hit follow. I would really.
You're right. He shouldn't unlock the next hour stories until you get enough money.
Yes. There needs to be a goal attached to it.
But it's like a vending machine. You have to put in enough money to get the stories
out. And sometimes it's just hanging there.
It's jammed.
To get the gum.
But then you reach deadlock, and the person who would donate to hit the goal might not have woken up yet. And so you never get through. Right. So you've got to leave it running so that.
Late hour rally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just a weird thing happening. I would appreciate a little rally here.
It's different.
This show does run on your donations. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't like to point it out very often.
I'd rather just say that you're not ashamed.
I don't point it out very often that this show runs on your donations.
I don't think I've ever on WATP explained what I wasn't ashamed of doing out there.
Every week.
I'm not ashamed to make fun of Senator John. Why do you ask?
Reason to our program. But the fact is, we're not going to run from it. We're not going to hide from it. The last couple of weeks have not been as good as the weeks previous to it. So we do need to remind you that we do live on your donations. We appreciate you being here. And if you
Starting to stutter.
Don't have anything to donate to the show, just hit the thumbs up button. Hit the like button. It helps the show. And if you don't do any of that, that bothers me a little. So do the free.
Hey, if you're not doing any of that, what are you even doing? Just watching the show?
I like when he says, you know, just at least hit thumbs up. It's the least you could do. And Blind Mike always points out, it's like, no, Tommy.
the least we could do is not watch.
Nothing at all. Free stuff. If you can, hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. But throw in a membership if you can. Throw in a couple of bucks if you can. All the links are in the chat.
You notice Screen he says paper. Throw in a membership. He never says purchase a membership. I find this so bizarre. And I know membership has replaced goal, so I guess that's why he says that all the time. But what is the purpose of purchasing a membership for someone else who doesn't want it and won't use it? And what do you even get with the membership anymore? The membership shows are available on Rumble for free. There's no perks to being a member.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So what even is a membership? Why does he say purchase yourself a membership? Yeah. And here's why.
I think people don't know that you can go watch his member shows on Rumble for free. Mm-hmm.
Well, no one's watching them.
Pal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants. We have been missing.
Look at Johnny, just forlorn.
I always wonder what Johnny has on his screen, like what he's watching while the show's going on.
Face of death.
Right?
Yeah. He's just like, oh, geez. We're really kind of pushing 50-50 at this point. So please.
So he said he's making 50% of the goals.
Fuck.
But it's perfect week, perfect week, perfect week.
I don't think that's perfect.
And thank you if you could. Well, guess what? The fucking Griff.
If you made 50% of the field goals you kicked.
Yeah, you wouldn't have.
Would your record be a perfect? Would you be a perfect kicker?
So when do you duck me into the Hall of Fame? Oh, actually, you're fired.
Train is open, boys. I'm sorry for saying the F word so much. I'm pushing. I'm pressing.
He's pressing.
Panicking.
50% of the goals.
Johnny looks like he's looking at the joists and trying to figure out if they'll support his weight or not. Like it's not good.
Here's more Monday Madness.
Orthodox Christian white European dude. I'm starting to wonder, have we been sold a load of bullshit? Is Putin maybe, you know, not, I shouldn't say the good guy, but is he trying to tell us the truth about our country and we're not listening because they're all telling us he's evil? Brian says Aaron is finally getting it. I don't have a problem with Vladimir Putin in many.
Huh. How about you guys? You still angry at him for what he did to you?
Hey, Ukraine, they want some of that. Give it to them.
Anyways, I respect Vladimir Putin. I don't have a problem with the Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan. Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, Heavy Metal Suicide. Foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS crack, Bernie Getz, hypodermics on the shores, China's under martial law, rock and roller, cola wars.
Okay, you know the song.
I can't take it anymore.
Look, the blacks. Don't even get me started.
It's the second verse.
So, like, I don't feel the need to bomb Iran. Iran's never attacked me.
Good point.
Old Muhammad Ali line. I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong. Ain't no Viet Cong ever called me a nigger.
Whoa.
Okay. Here's $20. I'm going to give some memberships for that one. Well done, sir.
Hard R. Aaron is back.
Wow. Spicy. Holy shit.
Jeez.
Front video from Harrison Smith yet? No. No, I did not. I'm very sorry. I got to close the... this happens a lot. I got to close the YouTube chat. You know when you pop out the...
Why do you think he has to close the YouTube chat? Just real quick.
I guess that they're being meaty bajinis in there.
No?
No?
Too much chat. It's freezing up. It's so busy.
That's not possible.
What?
There's 138 people watching about YouTube at any given time. No way that's possible.
Carl, people like you and me with small shows can't imagine how much... Somebody with the interaction, the level of engagement that he gets, it's freezing up the chat. He has to close it.
Hold on. Okay. So freezing up means something very different than what you're describing.
It's like when Chad was like, oh, there's just no one's talking. Okay. I thought it was broken for a minute.
YouTube chat, and it just gets bogged the fuck down. That's what's happening right now. That's why we have that issue.
He needs one of those chat augers to to like free right. up.
Like when my pellet grill gets jammed.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, YouTube chat. It's just a shitty thing to pop out. Someone says he's so going to jail. People saying he's giving Cyrax energy. Yeah, quite a bit. Rexstart parody account with a dollar says, I thought Sam Kinison was dead.
He just lost the weight.
It's at least good to know that he's still hanging in there. Right. Hey, guys. I love doing the show, and we're doing a great show right now. So let's not stop to ask for to anything. Why don't you look, if you're enjoying yourself, throw a couple of bucks our way. Stream.
Guys, I like doing the show. What are you doing asking questions?
Yeah. Right, who told you what?
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants. We are not a big enough show to get by on just viewership. We do solicit donations from our audience. So if you like what we're doing, please consider throwing in a couple of bucks.
This is PBS telethon yep. level shit.
Not yeah, but at least PBS like has the Billy Joel concert or something. Like
and they do it once a year.
They don't do it twice a day.
When they ask for money, they put out their best programming.
Never seen
it.
Aaron give out a tote bag. He promised Twister boards once, right. but then immediately reneged on that.
It's a very kind of you. It's very necessary. So Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants, I would appreciate it. Hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. 641 of you checking out today's show. Oh no, I lost my F-bomb jars read. I should have done that a while ago.
Yeah. There's 17 bucks out the window.
Yeah, you let a rumble read sit too long and it went away.
That's hilarious.
Do you know what the F jar is?
No.
I heard him reading a live read yesterday. Instead of getting mad, you take the F jar, you put it on the ground, and you open it, and then you walk away. He's at, like, it's literally like an empty jar,
right?
That he's now hawking on show.
It's almost like a pet rock.
It's a novelty, it's a novelty it's pet thing. Rock. It's a tchotchke.
Who's buying Rumble stock, huh?
We're doing great over here at Rumble.
That was our big money read today.
Give me your chia pets.
And it got, I fucked it up. It disappeared for some reason. Johnny, I'm really sorry. I may have to cut you loose. My shit is,
all right.
The CPU is fine. Everything's fine. But I click on tabs and shit and they're just not.
Lagging out.
It sounds like this Rumble studio is a resource hog and it's poorly coded.
Yeah.
They need a Moody.
All right. Yeah. Text me if you want me to jump back in, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm going to close this, and if it works, if close it works, then I'm going to go ahead and just keep you off for today.
Okay.
If it does, well,
it's interesting. How do you think the payment situation works when he lets him go
in
the middle of a show?
It's prorated, for sure.
It was Johnny.
Right. I can't give you the whole $50. I was like,
your audio cut out. I can't hear anything. It's muted. It's you guys. The audience can hear me. They can't hear you. Can't hear anything. I'll let you know as soon as I hear something. Nothing coming out. You're like Johnny once he gets sent off. Yeah. I talk. All right. I can't put up. Yeah. You'll go away. All right. And you'll come back. I got it. So I can't put anything up on screen, but that's fine. So one of the things that have happened this week, and I'm sure that we'll get into it a little bit later, but I heard my name get mentioned one time where Aaron got this guy, who was it called? The guy with a racist name, the snigger, niggardly, that guy, who's the same guy that, what was it? He, he doxed Steeltowearer. So this is the guy that like goes around and doxes people on behalf of Aaron and then brings back information to Aaron to see whether or not Aaron can use that to beat down people in the chat. He said that Moody is his next target and Auckland is a small city. I don't know if this guy lives in Auckland. I don't know what's going on with that. But if you just search my name with address after it, you know where I live. Like, I'm not exactly a private person. It is very easy to find out things about me and where I'm at. I just don't know the purpose of trying to dox me. Kiwi Farms did it. They've doxed me along with my family. And hey, hello? Guys. Hey, how's it going?
Sorry.
They've like doxed everyone around me and they've moved on. Like, I don't know what the purpose of trying to threaten me is in this way, but you're welcome to it. Enjoy.
You heard him, guys. Get him. He doesn't think you can do anything.
Like, what can I do? Like, what can I do? Okay. Like, you figured out where I live. Great. What are we doing from this point?
Yeah, that's what I always say. Like, there's still laws. Like, it's right. Not like the only thing stopping you from murdering me is you don't know where I am.
Right. There's a surprising number of people, if you just know their first and last name, of which I am one, where you put the word address after it in Google and you know what their address is. So all this like high and mighty stuff about all right, where Moody, you live.
Stop vamping now. We get it. You're vulnerable.
Right.
Okay, it looks like it's getting better now. Auto playback fit. Yeah, it's just.
Isn't it funny that we had problems while he was having problems?
Yeah, I know. It was the worst timing. I was just making fun of his tech problems as Moody's like, we can't hear you.
We fixed it immediately. He's still working on it.
Yeah. It's a fucked up deal.
You know what? It's when I go to the Rumble Studio tab. Rumble Studio has been being
Johnny. What is Johnny doing? Jay said like he's trying to help.
Right.
Let me look at it.
I don't like
some of the stuff recently where I was just like, eh. But I don't use Rumble Studio, so I don't know how that's going.
Yeah, we're already struggling today. I don't need tech don't issues. Need help.
I love that he's like, my CPU is fine. Simply because they give him like a resource meter of a CPU on there. He's like, yeah, CPU good.
It's just I don't know. Animated GIF.
Yeah.
Popping up, that's for sure.
It's like the Domino's pizza tracker. Doesn't yeah, really right, tell right. you anything.
Oh, it's in the oven now. Nice. It's
scientifically yeah. accurate.
Jose made it. I don't know where it is. It says it's.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut you loose and see if it helps because all my shit's frozen all up. Right. All right, take it easy. We'll see if that works. I think it did.
Was Johnny clogging up the system?
I think it worked.
Yeah, replace it with an ad.
Yes. Instead of something that costs me money being over there, let me get something that makes
more
me
more entertaining
money.
Than Johnny is.
Yeah, everything's working totally fine now. Sorry, guys. I got to go with people who are paying me at the moment. Let's go ahead and get on a rally if you could. I would totally appreciate that. I love doing the show. I hate the money part. But go ahead and throw a membership, throw a super chat, Rumble rant, whatever at us. Yeah, you know what? Rumble Studio is just running like shit. I went to do a 1775 coffee read just now, and everything's frozen on the Rumble Studio tab. Google Chrome is completely locked up.
If you feel sorry for my tech issues, Rumble Rant, Streamlabs.
I can't even refresh Venmo right now. I don't know what's happening.
The fun thing is that this will get sent to Rumble as proof that of his ad read, because they monitor those. Mersh was banned from doing these reads for a while because he would shit on the products. Mm-hmm.
Auto-clips the segment and mails it to them as like proof of the ad.
Rumble, it's definitely a Rumble Studio issue.
It probably is a bit of a Rumble Studio issue, but probably his computer too. Like, this guy definitely has a beige computer with a floppy disk drive. Like, A-drive. I remember his hard drive broke and he went out and bought a 500 gig hard drive. And it's like, I didn't even know they make those.
That's insane.
Anymore. Like, it was nuts. Yeah, speaking of getting donations and being able to check them out, we should check in on our super tips because I think they're blowing up over here. Tech guy, Carl's trying to look relaxed like Captain Kirk, but he's in the cuck chair. Big Sauce looks much healthier in this lighting. Hi, Tukey and Moody.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Tech guy.
It's the lighting that makes me look healthy.
Hit follow, hit subscribe, hit like, hit layer.
Rumble. It's the racist Spencer's gifts of content platforms. Aaron's favorite color is pawpaw. The color pawpaw.
Yes, I believe that.
Well, in all honesty, I don't feel that what I've done is a crime. And I think it's illogical and irresponsible for you to sentence me to jail. Because when you think about it, what did I really do? Send a photo of a former lover of mine through the World Wide Web, crossing through imaginary lines on the globe to get to my friend Gino Bisconte on the phone. I mean, you say I'm an outlaw, you say I'm a thief, but where's the Christmas dinner for the people on relief, huh? You say you're looking for someone who's never weak, but always strong, to gather flowers constantly, whether you are right or wrong, someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe, huh? No, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. You follow?
What I like about that is I can hear Aaron saying that on the show in reality, just quoting lyrics.
Also, he went to jail not for the revenge porn. It was because he didn't know how to listen to the orders of the judge, which he just has trouble.
I like that you're saying that while this comment's on the screen. Julie Madoff, when it comes to talking about Steel Toe, Moody's a wet blanket. Just let you talk while that's up there.
It's very mean.
Slam piece forever, mommy. No, he didn't renege on that. He only said it once.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, okay. Yes. Markkanen, great show, guys. Wishing you all a great time in AC. Thank you for the $50, Markkanen. That's amazing. We appreciate that.
Patrick Laird tonight.
Yeah, probably.
Watch out, boys. There may be a small drunk man with shitty pants wondering, AC looking to settle some scars. Bye-bye, honeys.
I don't think so. We don't think he's coming now, right? What's the verdict?
Yeah, once I actually, when I got here, I thought there was a possibility he was still coming. But then once he did his show last night and kept saying he was coming, I was like, oh, he's not.
Oh, right. I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, he's definitely not coming.
Yeah, okay. He's definitely not coming.
Is this KB?
No, John.
John.
All right.
Hey, two pieces of shit. You saw it downstairs. I is waiting for El Hunchback. It's a stupid dog. Tuki. Motherfucker. Coming down now, Rocco. Yo, quiero, you bring as a puppet fuck down here so I can kick. It's us. In a boxing ring, you two terms. And Sir Beast coming downstairs now, putos.
It would be funny if he showed up and you walked up to him like, all right, John, settle the score. And he's like, where's the puppet?
I don't have a problem with you, Rocco.
Get out of my way. Let me at him. He won't fight you without the puppet. Chad's a mimic. If Aaron was a panhandler, his cardboard sign would ring. Will beg. His cardboard sign would read, "Will beg for money for money." Oh, that's pretty accurate. That's Darren,
that's
right. Too.
That's so
when
good.
You think about it. Here's an AI photo of who is that? I know it's Tukey, and I assume I'm the onion.
You're the onion, I'm the cheeseburger.
Who's the guy with the aces?
Maybe that's Hunter Duke.
Oh, it is Hunter. Yeah, it's Hunter Duke. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Hunter Duke. Don Fried Chicken, Kevin Brennan, Aaron, Stuttering John, and Gino are playing poker without knowing their hands. Who's most likely to win? Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin's not a bad poker player. He's not a good poker player, but he's not a bad poker player.
Oh, he only played four hands the last time he was here.
You weren't here the time he had to go to the ATM and then couldn't get any money out?
No, but I've seen three different pictures of him. All the events, all the times he went to the ATM, someone got a picture of it.
Steve C., racism will always be fun. Shut up, Mahmoud. Fair. I miss old Howard Stern. The telethon workers would be calling each other, hey, just want to make sure our lines work.
There's so many people trying to donate money that it's clogging up the lines and none of them can get through.
Queefer Sutherland. Hi, KB. Ooga Booga Melton said, you know what it means. AO1012, don't criticize Brown. Toe and Crazy Cabby went there. Cabby doing gay stuff with less was less embarrassing than begging for the goal, though. Colin Madden, it's funny how derisive Aaron is about drug addicts. He spends his mornings and evenings panhandling without even the promise of a brief blast from the glass dick to help him forget the shame.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
A brief blast from a glass dick with $5. Antonino, we need more Tukey. Hashtag Tukey World Order.
I'm here. I'm picking my shot.
Nice podcast, too, but you know it's going to do coke or just watch Aaron clips? No
shit. They're right.
I had a spare membership, so I sold it to pay for this tip. Bet you wish you were on Rumble. You could show close-up vaginal surgery like I did this morning. Look painful. Loved it.
Really? Did,
I like that the AI pronounced it vaginal. Anonymous, did you guys get? Did you guys invite Blade this time? He lives nearby.
We think we've seen him peeking behind a couple of slot machines.
He didn't want to get dinner.
Where did he go? He disappeared.
He's ever not doing shows?
Ever since the Pulper thing, he's like pretty much disappeared.
Oh, really?
He's spending.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He's spending that $7,000. It's going to take him a while.
Yeah, exactly. I could go away for 6 months, even a year. Goes to Mr. P. Don't a Baumer is being slicky. Classic Mr. P. Queefer Sutherland, with those glasses, Toe has his dad's unibrow. Hashtag F Rocco.
F you.
Yeah, that's, Moody's right. Goes to Mr. P. I'm driving in a storm to take care of team. Never know what he's talking about.
He's coming. He's coming to AC. He's bringing a whole buttload of food.
Yeah, you got to meet Baumer. You're enjoying that.
Yes, Baumer is fantastic. What a lovely man.
He was high last night, and we were picking on him, and he was getting so sensitive. Like, why are you guys picking on me?
If this is the Royal Rumble of the Hackverse, I want to announce Mrs. Duke. And I will be a surprise entrance tomorrow. See you all around 1 p.m. Saturday and be gone Sunday early. Go Pats.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hunter Duke. Goes to Mr. P. Look on my works, ye mighty in despair.
It's okay. Tozy Mandius.
Goes to Mr. P. I don't know what book that's from.
It's Ozymandias. It's a poem.
Oh, okay. Chris Benoit, why is Carl sitting in the cuck chair? That's where he belongs.
Well, yeah, why do you think? JT's out the bed. What does that tell you?
Silence Duguid, I'm going to come.
Carl in the cuck chair just feels
people are
right.
Loving Carl in the cuck chair. Yeah. Clubfoot $5. This was uploaded. I need to preview it. Okay.
He's also in a fucking cuck chair. You just can't see him. God damn it. It's not fair.
No, he's in a desk chair like mine.
True.
That's damn. The one where you sit back and you can jerk off. It's uncomfortable in these. We got an image from Gar Saxton. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Wow. What a lineup. Super chats, Rumble Rants, Venmo, loose change, food stamps.
It's a Bruce McCullough character, flying pig.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes. Oh, the Sidley twins got me an autographed poster from Sketchfest.
I'm so jealous.
It's amazing. It's one of the best things I've ever. I haven't gotten it yet. She just sent me the photo that it's on its way. So I'll say thankful. I'll say thanks officially when I receive it. It's probably folded. B Smiley the Third with the super sticker. Thank you very much, B Smiley the Third. Let's get on with it. We have 30 more tabs to get through. I might add some more because Carl's here.
You're all sick. Leave this man.
I've got a couple lined up too.
What?
I've got a couple lined up as well.
Oh, great. Yeah. Of course you do. Some graphs to get through. You got some Excel spreadsheets to work through.
Hey, are you guys in the YouTube chat picking on Sandman? Because Sandman's not happy. Sandman sent in $10, and I think you guys are picking on him. Are you guys calling him a Melton ball washer in the chat? Guys, Sandman throws money our way. Be nice to him, and you're hurting his feelings. He says, I'm genuinely an everyday listener. Oh, I know. I know you can't get enough Steel Toe. but being labeled a Melton ball washer every time we hit you with a jab is getting old. I know it's getting old because you don't like being called out. I can't help it.
I don't know who Sandman is. Moody?
No, no clue. Never heard of Sandman.
But wait, Aaron's certain he's being called out and doesn't like it because he's a Melton ball washer.
He's gotten to the point where anyone that criticizes him is immediately Melton ball washer. You listen to TLP. You're from the steel top
KB stage. Got it.
I'm smarter than that. I've said before, listen back to your shows and why numbers are dropped. Numbers aren't dropped. Are you out of your fucking mind?
No. His shows this week, morning shows, 1,500, 1,700. He's right back to bad.
But not only that, we just saw the clip where he said, I make 50% of the goals. His numbers are dropping. The most important numbers, the money. It's not coming in anymore. He's talking about
different numbers, idiot.
On one of his shows in this last week, Twitter was his main platform. As the highest numbers on one of the evening shows was the Twitter numbers.
Oof. Okay. So it's going great.
Our secondary platform of YouTube, we just had literally our biggest month ever. Our Rumble creator checks get bigger and bigger every month. Sandman, no offense, buddy, but I think this is why you get attacked a lot. You're sensitive. Not only are you sensitive, but you have this problem, and I'm sorry I call this out, but you make up a reality, you live it in your head, and then when it doesn't happen, you get mad at me.
Who's Sandman? I've literally never heard that chat name.
I have a lot of people that I see in my chat, the chat things. I don't pretend to know what's going on in their head or right. Like anything about their identity or what they do as a person.
You know what your issue is.
This guy's got it all figured out. It's unbelievable.
I'm sitting here doing a show and bullshitting.
Yeah, he's saying you make up a reality in your head as he makes up a reality. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You're acting like this is war. I won the war and these people lost the war. You know, I always say we won the war. Now, after you win the war, that doesn't mean you just gloat and you go, oh, we won the war. Blah, blah, blah. Look, man, we won the war and they're having a hard time taking it.
This is a great edit.
This is a great sign. Who did this one? See,
is Bubble Popper?
Roy Sabrera.
He says, is Sandman ever happy? Das Optic Nerve, Sandman is a fag. See, Sandman, if you can't handle people saying mean things to you when you're a dick, you got to stop being a dick, buddy. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror. Like, you decided to, like, make this about fathers and my children and shit like that. You're like, what a part-time father would say. Like, you say this over-the-top, egregious, crazy shit. And then people go, oh, well, that sounds like a Melton ball washer. And by the way, I never called you that. Other people did. You're getting mad at me for something they said. I'm sorry, buddy. But
remember how this started? He was like, everyone lay off this guy. He gives to the show.
Right.
And now he's laying into him.
Yep.
I can't stop looking at his two little Homer Simpson hair.
Yeah, yeah. He's really spreading it out again.
If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it ain't a rooster, homeboy. So I'm sorry that's happening to you, Sandman, but I guess I don't know what to say to you.
I don't think he is sorry what's happening to Sandman.
If you act a certain way and people call you out, don't get mad at me. I'm just sitting here doing a show.
I've never heard someone defend someone and dog whistle his audience to attack him in the same breath.
Like, also, he goes, they're saying you're a Melton ball washer. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying it, but that's what they're saying, that you're a Melton ball washer. Don't get mad at me just because they're saying it. It's like, no, idiot. That's you saying it.
Thanking you. And now you got Jack Peters. Jack Peters is going crazy now. He's coping in the chat. Now we cut him loose and he'll be mad. He'll make another name. How much you want to bet Jack Peters will be back under another name before the end of the show today?
The crowd went wild.
They agree.
Carl, the crowd went wild.
How would you know? What's he talking about? He just blocked a guy.
I don't.
He's going to come back. I'm Jack Peters with a new name.
Yeah.
I want people like Jack Peters and Sandman to be sensitive.
That's why you're blocking him.
Right.
But like, you guys, I apologize that the only people softer than you are the podcasters you like, who are also very sensitive. So I guess it makes sense. I just want you to enjoy a good show and have some fun. You guys get so emotional over it. But thank you for the $10. I'll tell you this, guys. You know where Sandman's got? I know you guys are all calling him gay and shitting on him and everything else. Sandman gave us $10 on a day where we haven't even made $100. We haven't even made $75 yet today.
His hair is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you,
firework.
Yeah.
At least Sandman's given us $12 today. You got to give that to Sandman. So
you got to give that to Sandman. Yeah, this is a new clipper, Roy Sombrero, who showed up this week, and he's doing great work. So shout out Bubble Popper.
Great clip.
You have a competitor now. More Johnny Hate leads to Aaron to announce his dream co-host. This is what I was talking about.
Because he was talking earlier last week, he was saying that all the other shows are the ones that block everyone. But I can't remember a time when any other show went on a blocking spree like that and made it a central part of the show.
Oh, Spy Report, Tukey's unblocked. I'm unblocked on YouTube from Steel Toes. Fantastic.
Congratulations.
That's almost just as perplexing to me, though. Like, because that means he's going in and looking through that list often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and going like, oh, this guy's okay. I got a little carried away. Yep. This guy's okay. That's
We've seen Chad do it. We've seen
because you
John
can't super chat if you're blocked?
Right.
No.
Oh.
So when the money starts coming in, they go, shit, I need more people watching this.
Fuck. Yeah. Jailbreak.
Kevin Soundboard says, I actually liked Johnny. I'm just being honest. I watch his show a lot and the energy is there. It just doesn't have the same feel here. Maybe it's a morning thing.
Maybe it's that you're a shitty co-host, Aaron. Maybe you suck at this.
Yeah, you beat him down constantly. Right. You read chats and make fun of him.
No, it can't possibly be that. It has to be something else.
Imagine guesting on a show and then the host that invited you there is saying, today's episode fucking sucks. Yeah. It was so bad today.
Did I say that after every show? Like
every time I'm on WTP.
But it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Like, let's call it a day and not do this anymore. But Johnny just sticks around. It's crazy.
Brian says anyone who consumes indica at 6 a.m. is going to act like Johnny. That stuff makes you drowsy. Sativa is for morning or daytime consuming. All right. You know who I was thinking about for the evening show, by the way, is if you like said, Aaron, who's your dream co-host to do a show with you? And I don't think I could afford the guy. I really think he'd probably want too much money for what our budget is. And you tell me what you think about this. I would love to have Bob Levy as a co-host because I used to talk to Bob on the phone quite a bit. When he was doing Shuley's show, and he would say, we do our show in the morning, the BS show. We do that because of your show. He said, this is what Bob said. He goes, I brought it up to Shuley, and I said, we should be doing a morning show like Steel Toe does. He does like an old school morning radio show, you know, where he's a radio guy and shit like that. And I always appreciated that.
You appreciate they went into competition with you immediately. Hey, we can beat this clown. Let's do a show at the same time.
I also hate this, when he floats these things out on his show. It's like you admitted you text Bob Levy, so you have his number. Like, why not reach out and ask him?
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. Ask him what he needs. Well, how much is it going to cost?
It's not about that.
This is how he gets in touch with people, like Karmic and for boxing matches and everything. And it's like, yeah, he'd probably, I don't know. What do you guys...
He's trying to use Bob Levy's reputation to bring his own reputation up. See, guys, Bob responds to my texts. Him and I are cool. I might even ask for him to be one of the hosts in the evening show. Which, I mean, the dream host for him is constantly changing because he's constantly alienating the people he looks up to. If you'd asked him 2 years ago,
it was Karmic. He's wanted Kumia. Corey back a million times.
He idolized Kumia, but then Kumia called him a weird comet, and suddenly he doesn't want him anymore.
What the hell is Bob Levy going to do while this idiot's playing songs and begging people for money, though? Is he just going to sit there like...
I would love to see that.
Yeah, I know, let's time the music with Bob's cigarette. Let's see if we can hit the goal before the song ends and Bob finishes the cigarette.
Maybe there could be a segment that's everybody's favorite part of a song. It's the Levy verse.
Oh,
I see what you did there.
Come on.
I would love to see Bob Levy on this,
of course,
the Steel Toe show.
I'd
it would be
see
so good
on there.
And then you'd hear him talk about it later on, and Aaron would not be able to handle that.
We do. Bob likes the kind of approach we take to doing a show.
Bob's a big fan.
I don't think Bob likes the constant.
The only reason Bob is staying in touch with Aaron is because Aaron paid Gino $3,000 to do a stand-up set. He's like, if this idiot pays Gino $3,000,
he's just the name Sucker.
I might have a $10,000 payday coming up. Yes.
So I would love to have Bob Levy as a co-host. I just don't think he'd do it. I just
what a great segment.
Get confident, stupid.
I'd love to have Bill Maher as a co-host. How do it though?
One thing to be like, hey, you know who I want as a co-host? This guy. But that guy wants to he has to want you as a co-host as well.
Same thing with wives.
Yeah, he's gonna bring up an empty chair next to him like Clint Eastwood did during that debate and be like, this is where Bob Levy would have sat if he showed up.
This is one of my favorite errands. It's Household Aaron, where he's got chores to do and he's gonna tell us about them.
Are the that thumbnail changed? The 50K at the bottom right is gone.
Huh. It's almost like it's bugging him. I mean, the artifacting on this is really bad too, but I don't want to get into that.
He's feeding the same thing back into itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same music for morning and evening?
Good.
Yes.
Morning. No. God damn you, Aaron, you piece of trash.
See, he's confused too. And
welcome to the Steel Toe Evening Show. It's night.
He doesn't sleep, so there's no times of days. We've seen his sleep schedule. It's all over the place.
Time, show time. And we hope you join us. We have a very, very good one for you. We have, I've had a hell of a day too. I've had a very busy day.
Ready to hear it? Hell of a day coming up.
Very hands-on day, very eventful day. Happy day. Great day.
Good day.
We're perfect so far. We're not going to fuck that up. Welcome to the program.
This is the opposite of Carmen.
I got little things done today.
Carmen wants to make sure you had a good day.
I fixed my bathroom sink. My bathroom sink was having a problem where like the rubber.
I talked it down.
A thing had gone from one pipe to the other pipe. So it was causing a leak. The water would bubble up from the drain and it would overflow. And
if this was a coworker, you would walk away. Cool, Bill. I'm glad you're able to get that fixed.
We've seen a million times that Johnny won't.
You take the coupler off, you break them apart real quick, you push that rubber seal back on there, put it back down, screw that coupler back on, good
you
to brother, go.
You
I'm
rubber
a goddamn
seal.
Home I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor over here. Kitchen sink was another problem. The separate faucet. The plate that holds the circle thing on the thing that attaches to the thing, the plate kept slipping. Like, I'm under there. I'm going to wait till SP comes over and get a second pair of hands. I need someone to hold down the faucet while I thread in the plate. Because I can either thread in the plate and make it nice and snug, but then the faucet's moving around up top. Or I can pull down on the hoses real quick and try to hold that plate and fasten the nut at the same time. And then the whole goddamn thing drops out and I'm ready to break every fucking thing that's under my sink. So
live stream.
I'm going to make another run at it tonight. But
what else was in this busy day?
One for two on
he's having a great day, guys.
There's more.
One thing the other day could.
There's other stuff that happened in this busy day.
Okay, good.
This shows you how few things are going on in his life that attempting to fix the sink is noteworthy. People do shit around the house all the time. It shows how little he actually does around the house.
There's more exciting stuff. Hold on.
I've been having bad luck with brooms.
I don't know about you, but I'm like, Tell me more.
Now I'm interested. I actually am.
Lately, I've broken two brooms right off at the bristle part.
When I heard that, all I can think of is like, oh, how angry is this guy right. Sweeping?
I've never broken a broom in my life.
putting all this pressure on it like a hockey stick.
At the bristle part?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Don't they bend? Like, what are you?
And snapping them right off at the attachment.
There's only one place where you could break a broom.
The stick.
He's saying where the bristle part attaches.
Right.
It's the attachment. He usually screws in, though. Like, what? How hard are you?
You can't the fucking goal. God fucking damn.
Or he might be breaking so many brooms that he thinks, I just need to get a cheap broom so that if it breaks, I can buy another one easily rather than just
sweeps.
Maybe it's sweeps week.
All right, let's hear more.
So I went to Walmart today. I grabbed a broom. I'm excited about my new broom because I'm old. When you're old, you get excited about new brooms.
I'm older than this idiot.
Everyone in this room is.
I am not excited about a new fucking broom. No. What a retard.
Sounds like wife stuff.
Yeah, right. Jen told me she got a new broom. She shut the fuck up. Use it.
Great. Something else to fly around on.
Yo, witch.
Oh! Have to sweep, but I'm excited to sweep after the show tonight. And then just Tommy Jordan's back.
Guys, I'm not in the show early.
I'm excited to sweep.
Next Friday, I want Carl to have to leave this little piggy early because him and his wife have a sweeping day.
Wait until he test drives the Dustbuster. Holy shit.
And sniffing around.
Which is the bottle for me? I'm not sure.
Feels good in my hand.
You just see him standing in the broom aisle, dreaming of the expensive ones one day.
The salesperson tried to upsell me on the broom, but I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Easy, Haas.
Joe, I'm kind of leaning towards doing it. Matt Mead was asking if he could come.
Oh, so then he goes into Tommy Jordan. So his day was the sink and brooms.
He's also made friends with Matt Mead on Twitter, as if abusers can just somehow find each other. And
what he's into.
I understand your pain, brother.
They make an app for it. It's called a Rumble.
He finds friends like stocks. Like, he gets them where they're the lowest value possible.
Yeah.
The internet doesn't understand me either, Matt Mead.
This is...
You had but one shit. That's all they want to talk about.
This is one of the crazy flits I've ever seen. He claims that he pays his own way in life. And then he doesn't rely on his audience to pay his bills.
Stop it.
Which is crazy because we just watched a clip where he said, I rely on my audience to pay my bills.
We don't have enough audience for views to pay the bills. We rely on you for donations. He's what he said.
So here he goes. This is goal math, movie math.
Approachable says, great, get ready, everyone. The goal is going to get raised next week because Aaron's going to have to pay for flood damage after attempting to do his own plumbing. You understand the goal on this show has only gone down over the years. Wasn't it like 425 and 325 at one point? That was it.
Yeah, just add shows. Oh. The goal goes down, and I just keep adding more shows.
That makes sense.
Insane. That was the Twitch days, though. That wasn't YouTube and Rumble and all that shit. And that was when there were COVID checks and shit going out. But like,
that was down. So
you don't think
that on Twitch, it was a 70-30 split for him. He got way more money on Twitch than he ever has on YouTube.
But did you hear what he just said, though? That was back when there were COVID checks.
The goal was higher when I was also getting money from other sources.
But I think he's saying, like, his audience was also getting free money. Why not give that free money to the toe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. My expenses have been fucking bananas.
Why don't you guys pop it out more kids so you get some more money from the government? Give it to the toe.
You pay your way in this world. That's what you do. You don't pass it on to your audience.
Insane.
Hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow, and support what we're doing. I did an Epstein list breakdown. I have a 1 hour clip up on the YouTube channel.
Guess how it's going.
Oh, can we see? Can we see? I want to know.
He's going to tell you.
Fantastic.
Not doing very well.
Oh! Wait, listen to the number.
Maybe you guys could go ahead and pump it up a little bit. Hit like, hit subscribe, and hit follow. Yeah, that thing's at like $54 or 54 views.
Oh
no. Why did we bring it up?
Crazy Joe gets more views on his videos.
Oh, shit.
He You should get Gino as a consultant.
Tell us again how January was the best month.
Are you guys going to play him playing basketball, that video?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe the view count on that. Is it hidden or something? Did Moody just find that?
What do you mean? Is the video hidden?
Yeah, like...
There's a...
No, I have it.
It has 80 views. It should have 20,000 views.
It's on his channel. I couldn't find it on his channel either, but I found the link and it works and it's on his channel.
I got the link out of our chat and put it on Devilverse Live last night. I love that video. He's just hitting bricks. He's just throwing up bricks.
It's coming up.
A new boxing gym that I'm going to start going to because it works better with my schedule.
The gym works better with my schedule.
He has all afternoon off. What boxing gym doesn't have afternoons? Hey,
pretty sure Curves is open all day.
What are you talking about? Heavy bags are closed between noon and five. Income. That doesn't work with my schedule.
Realization that I'm done fighting for free.
It's done fighting for free.
Fighting for money. That's what's next.
I'm 0-2. It's time I command the price.
I'm going pro.
I know a guy who might give you $500, but you got to pay your own way to get to Vegas.
Because there's a line in the water, let's say, and I'd really like that line in the water to be a bite, and I'd like to reel that one in. And then after that, I get a W on that one. Sky's the limit. You start calling people.
Oh, he's never gotten a W. He's like, I just got to win that.
Mm-hmm. He's just going to fight Mike Harrington.
Yeah.
Listen, this I just got to put $500 down on blackjack. I got to win that.
Yeah.
Then I got to win the next hand when I put $1,000. Then I got to win the next one.
You're free rolling.
Yeah. Allowed. And then I'm rich.
So it's been a very eventful day. And I hope you guys have had a great day.
What with the broom thing?
As well.
If he fights Harrington at Skankfest, I'm there. He's going to get his ass kicked. It's going to be glorious.
I'll just watch it online.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots going on. Plenty we can talk about tonight. I'm very excited about it. Very excited. I gotta go.
I won't be allowed to be there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the restraining. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. I was like, what Lou's got a problem with you? Like,
I gotta call my lawyer. It's the third day. He called me during the show Wednesday and said he had an update for me, and I didn't have time to, it was too late. And then yesterday I was traveling and stuff and I didn't call him. And today I didn't call him.
No.
I can't talk about it.
He answers, hey, sweetie. Hey, whoa, what's going on?
I'm so bored by it, I've forgotten to care.
I know. I'm dragging up
a lot of rumors that are out there. MSO says, Aaron threw Johnny right under the hype train this morning. I didn't. Everything was running like shit. Something was going on. And as soon as I closed out Zoom, it was great. It was awesome. And then people started bitching about Johnny. Then we made a shitload of money. Thank you. Oops, should have listened to the OGs. He came in. And by the way, for those of you who don't like Steel Toe and don't like it when we notch big money days, you might be okay here because the second dono from Oops, should have listened to the OGs. I don't know if it because it was such a big dono, Rumble holds off a little bit. It technically hasn't cleared yet. So you guys might be okay on that one.
Does anybody know how much this was?
No.
Big money. Somebody in the chat will know.
Imagine updating your audience if a check has cleared or not.
Right. Guys. And you don't trust Rumble? Well, you gotta wait a month for YouTube stuff. Nobody sits around going like, I don't know if this Alphabet Corp is good for it.
Right.
One, it would be the first one didn't clear. The second one was the biggest one. The first one is the one that hasn't cleared yet. So
I don't think it was the 400 one. You're thinking of last week, Ghost Crusaders TV. Somebody said 100, then 200.
That sounds about right.
Somebody gave out 200 and then a 100. He's like, fuck, dude. They probably don't have the cash on hand. They probably are.
Who can afford that? No one I know.
When that came in, they probably got excited, and it was followed by immediate panic. Like, fuck, how are we going to pay this?
Don't cash that yet.
He would make bank on Super Tip. Like, it's, he'd make so much money on that.
Here comes the sales pitch, everyone.
It's not even a sale. Like, even if I wasn't involved in it, it just makes more sense.
Yeah. Streamlabs is where it's at.
Streamlabs.
Well, zero people in the last month have donated using Streamlabs.
You see where he is on the leaderboard. He's killing it. You're in denial.
So the plot zero. Of the 1996 Mel Gibson hit, Ransom.
What? I'm not making. I've made $10. I've been on for over an hour. I've made $10. I'm making less than minimum wage right now.
That's been our point for a while.
Yeah, get a job.
Right? We've got a perfect week going, and I haven't made.
Stop buying brooms and start selling brooms.
And I'm doing one of the best shows I've done.
I think see this group today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he should seriously. What about you? But
most of them snap. They're really good. Let me show you.
I think he should seriously consider joining ICE. Like that would the payday would be good for him, and it would give him so much material for his shows. No. Actually, no, you don't think so?
They don't let you film when you're in ICE.
No, but he can do his shows in the evening and give the perspective.
Evening show sucks unless Bob Levy comes on board.
Captain, where do I download my body cam footage to then upload it to my YouTube
I can't
channel?
Wait for this pitch to Bob Levy too, where he's like, do you want to join my slow show where we don't get 100 viewers? You want to come on board for that?
So yes,
probably I'm going like, to do. Yeah, who gets 100 viewers?
The morning's taken. Fine. The morning's taken up by Johnny, but one day he'll retire and you'll be able to move up.
The coveted morning's
unwinded ransom references, and I'm going to do the show I want to do. I did the show you guys wanted to do, and I did the Milo thing, and it was great. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't make a dime doing that either.
Oh, it's our fault again.
Yeah, he really ties the stories to how much money he makes. He's like, we will never cover Milo again. I tried.
Listen to all of you. Failed me.
At least when I'm doing my shit, I'm doing my shit. Streamlabs, PayPal.
He wanted to say, when I do my shit, the money comes in. But then he realized, like, it also doesn't come in.
Yes, yeah. And Rumble Rants. Throw us a couple of bucks because, and you know what? Until we got those big drops from Jeremy this morning, we were sucking shit and heading towards a record L this morning, too. So, hey, it's not been a good day outside of Jeremy being the fucking man.
Jeremy, why are the big donos always a name that we've never
Stephanie,
heard before?
Stephanie,
Steven, Jeremy, because it can't be
people.
Tied to anybody.
Yep. Like,
our asses. But we've got a perfect day, so a perfect week so far. I don't want you guys to be the ones to fuck it up.
Going from sucking shit to a perfect week is pretty miraculous.
It's crazy.
Let's go back into the the ice.
Any perfect week I've had has not involved a risk of sucking shit.
Yes, I know. I've never tasted poopy, and they're like, it's been a pretty good week.
You're pretty short. I imagine anytime you're in a crowd, there's a risk of sucking shit.
From today in Minnesota. I still keep an eye out for some of these. We've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight, so we'll do a few quick hitters here. Again, hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. And if you're not going to throw us a couple of bucks, at least hit like so we can find the people who will. 340 of you checking out the show right now. Great day. Thank you. Rip Blaze says, Aaron deserves to punish us with movie spoilers. Right?
Fuck. What is he doing? Aaron does begging session for the evening and comes up short, claims he'll give us extra show to hit the goal. Doesn't he always?
Mm-hmm. Fucking hate this guy. Oh, shit. Oh, color me wrong again. All right, guys, looks like I got to rattle the can. We are 120 away from home. We made $50 tonight. I'm going to start the music. I mean, please, it would mean a lot if you donated to the show. It does let me know that you enjoy
it means
what we do,
nothing.
That you care. It is the way
we move on immediately.
You know. I mean, I've probably said it a million times before. So let's play the music. Let's have some fun. Where's my noisemaker? All right. Please throw in some money. And we've got a perfect week going right now.
It's like he's putting out a note for a barbershop quartet to start singing.
Yeah.
Like, where's my noisemaker? We can't start until
Let's see if we can keep it going. I hate losing. People tell me what a big fucking loser and gay guy I am every time we get an
Is Aaron a loser and a gay guy?
They'll call me a fucking gay guy and a loser. That's fine. It's just, you know, let's pay for the privilege. Fire it up and let's see if we can get some money. After all, we do this shit
He goes to Careers Day for one of his kids and he's like, hey, you look like you get called a loser and a gay guy all the time. Well, people do that for me and I make bank. I have perfect weeks.
You can monetize that, young man.
Yes. Turn that gay into a heyday, I say.
120 tonight. I would really appreciate it if you guys showed some generosity and threw a couple of bucks in. Audience size was pretty good tonight. I was happy with it. I had a lot of fun with you during the show.
Throw a couple of dollars in, and we'll break the bank if we get close enough. If we get close enough, we'll break the bank. But right now, we've had such a bad night.
Twilight Zone episode.
If we get close enough, we'll break the bank.
Yeah.
The money counts more the closer we get to the goal. So we
He said that the other time, too. He goes, we're 80 away. If we get close, I have 30. And then he goes, fuck it. Here's the 30. Now we're 50 away. So he never holds to it anyway.
It's like, can't you just break the bank and get us closer?
Yeah, right.
Tuki, you're right. This is like Twilight Zone. This is Black Mirror. This would be hell.
It's like, I always wanted to have my own radio show.
Come on, guys.
And it's like, okay, you can have your own radio show, but you just have to beg and beg every day until you kill your...
It's Brown Mirror at best.
I don't really see the need to use that money right now. Try to get it down to a decent amount. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats. I'll shut up for a minute, guys. Please and thank you.
This is the sweet music.
I'll wait until the first one comes in. I don't want
to. I'll wait until the first one comes in. Go ahead.
I'll wait
tonight because I we've really not done well. So I don't want to, you know, sweat and turn red and shit. But I just hope that you like the show. I just hope that you like the show. You're entertained and you feel like throwing a couple bucks in. I'm not gonna scream. 120 away. 120 is the number. This would probably be one of our worst evening shows of all time. $50. This would be one of our worst L's we've ever taken. I'd rather not do that. So again, show your appreciation for what we do.
Oh, you'd rather not take a giant owl and have the worst.
If I have a choice, if I had my druthers.
And throw us a couple of bucks. It would mean a lot tonight. I would appreciate it a lot. Nothing is coming to PayPal or Venmo tonight.
Kumi in the chat said he's the guy that runs the ring toss game at some shitty carnival. That is so correct. Like, he is... He's so good at filling dead air with talking that is
nonsense. Step right up, win the lady a bear.
Right. And then he comes up with weird rules. If you throw with your left hand and get 3 out of 4 shots, then you win the bear. But if you throw with your right hand and you bounce it off the wall and it's 30 seconds from the time you handed me money, maybe...
I'm out.
Too many rules.
Which is fine, but we could use a little more of it. Here you go, guys. All right, well.
I like when he just stops talking and leans in and looks at the screen like, is anything coming in?
And off to a really great start this week. I kind of thought we were done with the struggles, to be honest. I mean, we knocked out 3 shows in a row pretty well. We didn't even have to go to the last 5 minutes today on the morning show. Again, if anyone's feeling something for the tote tonight, I sure would appreciate it. Now's the time to drop in a little cash.
And not take a whole $100 loss.
Please.
Oh, man. So stressful.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. Wow, nothing.
Gotta do it.
Nothing.
Hard not, you know, I gotta tell you, I hate to guilt you, but working. It's hard not to take this one personal. I don't know what I could have done different tonight. I thought tonight was...
It's hard not to take this one personal.
Yeah.
You've done everything. You've tried everything, Aaron. This isn't your fault. It's us. We're really ungrateful pieces of garbage.
Good. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. I appreciate those of you who do give to this show, who do appreciate it.
We tried.
This is a kick in the nuts, really. Thank you, Onawall, for gifting a membership. I appreciate that. I mean, everybody who does that, I can't tell you how much it means to me. I really do appreciate that.
It means nothing because the minute you hit it, you'll be on tomorrow's shit.
Every $5 counts as far as I'm concerned, and we don't ask for a lot, and I appreciate everyone who contributes to it.
Every $5 counts as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, and math.
Yeah, until he doesn't hit the goal, and then it's all for nothing. It's like, well, I guess I fucking sucked. You guys hate me. Bye. Keep my bucks.
How long can someone keep doing this mentally?
Longer. More. We say that every year.
That was the best when Dean said, you said a year ago, if you were still begging, you would just quit and get a job. What happened? He says, I decided I want to keep
changing my mind.
I changed my mind. No, you didn't. You hate this.
Well, goddamn. Phaseway with $2. Thank you very, very much.
As every year passes, he loses more and more of himself. Like, this eats away at his soul.
That's how I feel about doing this show.
That's $2, man. Like I said, every little bit helps. 115 away from tonight.
Poker right now.
We could really use some big drop-ins here. Lucky Leon with a gifted membership. Thank you. 110 away from tonight. Maybe we'll get close enough where we crack that bank open and use some of the over, but...
When I make my 90 back, we'll quit.
That's the last... that's the first song of the night. All right, let's light the lamp and go to the old school and see if we can't drag a couple of bucks.
I'd love to interview him and ask him why he thinks that turning the light on or blowing the whistle or any of this stuff.
You got to hold some stuff back for the second song.
Right.
You don't understand morning radio, Carl.
I don't, obviously.
There's always a nuclear option.
SP, give me one of those squawking chickens.
And away from the number tonight.
Oh, maybe
try to get
should...
at least maybe to the $100.
All right, hear me out.
Okay.
Miss Rachel makes like $1 billion a year, right? Just entertaining toddlers. If he just jingled keys, like literally just had like a show for children that parents could put on and keep kids occupied on their iPad or something, he should try that.
Just write songs about the goal.
Yeah, he could sing songs about the goal and play Baby Shark like you were saying.
Number, you know, where we made a little money tonight. I do hate that, you know, because if I was depressed about the numbers or the quality of the show, it would be one thing. But God, I know both of them were really good tonight. We'll fire it up. The Lyrica. Come on, guys.
Dead.
Like I said, means a ton to me.
Maybe you shouldn't hate the Jews so much. They're the ones with all the fucking money. <It's> idiots.
Joke a lot. I know you guys, you know, we make our jokes. We shit on each other and whatever. But I can't tell you how much I do appreciate it when you do feel like contributing a couple bucks to this show. And
I never see gold folds over there.
It's hard not to take nights like tonight a little personal.
That was like the fifth time he said he appreciates it, which proves he doesn't appreciate it. The fact that he has to say that, like, we would know if you appreciate it, we would notice. You don't.
Are you saying my mother really doesn't love me?
Yes.
Tells me all the time. I hate it.
$5 to meet you. So we don't take a big hot fucking L. Ah, damn.
That light is struggling.
Please and thank you. I'm just hitting refresh on everything, seeing if anybody felt like tonight's show was something they want to support monetarily. Doesn't look like it so far. 110 away.
Making sure everything still works.
The refresh is working. So I don't know. Try it on urine.
The lowest amount we've made in an evening show, as far as I can remember. 2 minutes left. Again, please and thank you. If
okay.
You can throw a couple
another idea for him. I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of ideas right now. We're in a different environment. It's getting me my creative juices flowing. He could sell memberships where there's a camera behind him that looks at the screens that he's looking at. And you get to watch him hit refresh on Venmo and PayPal and just nothing coming up and him panicking and sweat dropping onto his phone.
Good.
I would pay for that.
I would gold cam?
Cam. Gold cam.
Can is definitely going on.
I don't know. I don't think he wants any more shots of his browser out.
It is turning into the Justin.TV sort of days because he's starting to film him changing attire. He's talking about the sink. He's doing he's playing basketball in front of a camera. He's going to start filming and monetizing every aspect of his life.
Yikes. $5 from NoPen15 Fathead says, Erica, thank you, buddy. 105 away from tonight. You guys can get us part of the weight there. I sure would appreciate it. Boy, tonight we were on a good roll this week, too. I came downstairs tonight really pumped about tonight's show. Because I'm like, God damn, I think we're going to be getting the perfect weeks here. Phaseway gifting a membership. Thank you so much. 100 even away. I mean, if someone wants to get retarded and just throw a red boy out there and put us out of our begging misery for tonight, God damn, would that be nice? Or if five of you want to do 20s, this is a rough one. I'm sorry if you guys are having a rough time out there economically. I know it's difficult. So thank you for whatever you can put out there. Should have listened to the OGs, who's basically keeping us going today with $20. Thank you very much, buddy. We love a 20. 85 away from tonight. Hey, if 50 comes in and we crack the bank, we can still win.
Good, we were worried.
All right, we got less than a minute left. An OG Anonymous Fake Dono says, I leave for a bit and come back to this. I know, it was a rough one. $75 away from tonight. Hey, if $5 more comes in, we've made at least $100 tonight. Well,
I can't fucking do this show anymore. I'm breaking character. I'm fucking done. I'm done. Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going to play poker.
By the way,
I can't do it.
Rocco's so full of shit because the first thing yesterday when we got here, Rocco was like, oh my God, you watched Steel Toe this morning? He loves it. He can't stop.
I was driving to the airport and nothing else was on.
There you go. Oh boy. Hey, wait a minute. $30 from Katie says, wish I could give more because you're doing great. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What does 30 put us at? 30 puts us at 45 away, if my math is correct.
Finally, someone
who sees and it rarely is.
45 away, and we crack the bank tonight. That puts us 20 away. You know what? I'm willing to go a little longer for you tonight if we can KO 20.
What a surprise.
Knock out that goal, call it a win for the toe, and eke out a W and keep our perfect week going. I'm willing to do that.
We don't deserve him. We really don't. One of God's precious children.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's so many. I'm so sorry. They're all a minute something.
This shit hurts my soul. Like, I was thinking about this yesterday.
Just leave whenever you want. This audience knows who cares about this program. Just leave whenever you want. You fucking savages.
Let's be about it. I'm like, this stuff is getting to me. Like, it's causing
the
me.
The fact that this is happening.
Really?
Guys, this is starting to affect my real life. This show is starting to have adverse effects on my real life.
But you hide it so well.
What's the point of agita yet?
It's not agita. It's hopeless.
Agita?
Like, if I think about it too long, I go, I get that feeling that nothing, you know, that nothing's going to happen feeling. And like, you're also going crazy because. What's going on? I know what they're doing to me and my children and my family. This is very personal. And you're just like, oh, wait, nobody's coming to help.
Yeah, you can see it degrading around you. And by God, nobody can do it.
Certainly not a judge.
And I'm going to say this hoping that the one good thing that comes of this today, I'm hoping that if I throw enough of my honest feelings into the air and I don't couch them and play the game, that people will respect me enough and the money will come in.
People call this speaking truth to money. That's what they're calling this on Reddit.
I'm going to say this honestly, make myself vulnerable, say something I shouldn't, just to show you guys how honest I am. I was thinking yesterday, I was watching this stuff, and it's not the first time I thought it. I'm like, dude, this is how you get people to vote for Hitler. With Steel Toe is you only make money because of White Power Hour. So if you play Erica, you're going to make a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Hitler was voted into the chancellery.
Yeah.
This is how you get it. Here you go. Streamlabs, PayPal.
Okay, it's just this guy. Oh, fuck. We're getting to a break. Okay, this was Chainmail Day, Wednesday.
Oh, that right? Day was horrible. Horrible day for
this?
Aaron.
This is 10 minutes. We can't watch this one. I can't watch this 10 minutes. I can't. Mm-mm. I can't do it. We watch this on my show.
Yeah, I saw you watch it on your show. Did you think it was AI at first or something? Like, they didn't really worry about it.
We'll watch a shorter one. But basically, he went and changed and called himself creative. Yeah. And said, like, this is...
I mean, this is Keanu and Michaeline level broadcasting here.
I love the part at the end before the begging started. He's like, Johnny, you gotta go. I don't want you to see this.
Look at Johnny's eyes, though. They're screaming for help. We're gonna look back and say we should have helped Johnny.
If Johnny could just laugh a lot in a Canadian accent, this could be Keno Casino.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chicago Steak, and thank you to anybody who's throwing money at the toe, because of course we can't do this show for free, and we don't want to do this show for free. That would be gay and lame, and we're capitalists and we do this show for a living. So please go ahead and throw a couple bucks at us. I'm going to go into the Rumble chat right now and I'm going to see what the coffers say. All right.
Is all begging right. for money capitalism?
Yes.
You get nothing in return. Like the point of the free market is that I have goods and services and then you transfer money to me. In return,
his service is his show, and it's pretty goods.
I'm gonna see what we got in the.
It is the free market. He provides nothing, and he gets money for free.
This is my new
lazy fair.
I love this new. Like, all right, I haven't looked at the chat. I haven't looked.
Yep,
I'm gonna go in. Are you ready? It could be anything in there, even a boat.
Memberships and all of that stuff, because we're way behind today. We are not doing well. It's a perfect week, but we are heading for a massive loss, and I am not okay with it. I'm wearing a fucking Crusader outfit, and it's done nothing.
I can't believe that didn't work. God, I really thought this would do something.
The code has been cracked. Get a puppet. The code has been cracked.
Now I'm going to see what we got, and then I'll refresh the Venmo and the PayPal and everything else. I'll see where we're at. Because we've done a great show with a bunch of stuff that can be clipped out that probably won't get watched on YouTube. Hopefully we can turn the tide around of today's show once I go into the Rumble chat. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's check it out.
Cheeseburger pie with $10. Hey, that's something. Could about 20 wow, more, really a little less than 20 more of you chip in that same thing? It would help a ton. Thank you to Cheeseburger Pie for the 10 bucks. Hey, MSO, I hope you're keeping track of that one. Remember, 20% off the Rumble ones, 30% off the YouTube ones. So that's $8 for the toe.
Johnny needs new idol animations.
Yes.
We've seen all of them so far.
He's basically an unselected character in a video game.
Yeah.
I do enjoy when Aaron does dump on his show, though, and it's like, well, maybe the show just wasn't good enough today. Maybe we just didn't have it. It's like going to a diner and you order, and they're like, oh, they're going to try and make that burger. There might be hair in it, but...
Johnny, you know who I'd love? Johnny, you know who I'd love to have...
I'm just not feeling it today, but we still want your money.
Johnny, you know who I'd love to have instead of you? Someone more talented. Look at this.
Go ahead and keep going, because while I can't say the number until 10:25, it's not going well. And also, somebody did write to me. They said it's so childish that you just don't say the G word. And I'm like, well, it worked for a while. Like, just say it throughout the show. I'm like, no, it sounds. I agree with the audience. It sounds fucking bad. And this sounds bad too. But this is the
by not saying goal, he has to spend minutes saying I'm not saying right. Goal. It's way worse.
And then he's called out, and he doesn't even have a good excuse for it. He's like, God, I know.
More reserved version.
Right. G word.
So
and if we can say the N word, yeah, like,
telling the one G word.
Didn't have to do it. Believe me, we would.
All right, all of you guys, I'm not joking. Everybody throw in a little today.
I'm not joking. This time it's for real.
It's one of the, you have a perfect week going, but you have not gotten to that perfect week from a pretty spot. Give us an easy one. Just one easy one this week would be nice.
I'm going to be selective on these because we have Carl's right. We have so fucking many.
Did fucking Johnny say please at please, the end of that? That please, was insane.
Please get him to stop. Anyone, please just give him money. So
that was
from The Simpsons. Sorry,
yeah.
I just hate this so bad.
Oh, the Pat. I thought I really had a sale there. Oh, I thought I had him on the hook. I lost them. But there'll be more fishing tomorrow morning.
Patrick, can you go back to that clip just before? I just want to hear Johnny say please.
Man. Now we're going backwards.
He's got to say the way he said please. I've never heard him make that sound before.
Please, you don't understand what he says to me after the show.
Just one easy one this week would be nice.
Please.
I love when he goes, I want to help you, boss.
Please.
It was so earnest.
How many views does this have? Because this should have 20,000.
110.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
I'm four.
Three thumbs ups, zero comments. Well, they're off.
Turned off, of course.
No.
Look, Larry Bird didn't like the comments being made about him either. He never let people comment on his.
I saw one that was widescreen of this. Yeah.
No.
So he's setting up his camera right here.
Yeah.
And then you see him walk past and you can see his sneaker. Yeah, right there.
His hairless ankle.
Yeah. It's like a chick.
So we're going to count these shots he's making.
Okay. Downtown. The toe.
And I did this on my show, but this right there, that is. He's got a little overhang on the belly.
Yeah.
Now. So this is one.
Wait, he was. He's in
high miss.
It's like the hand from Hereditary. Every time he's doing that.
Okay, that's a miss. That's his. You're gonna see it's his because he's gonna come retrieve the ball.
Yeah. I can watch this all day.
Put it easy. Back. That one was a layup.
All right. I wanted to make sure the hoop was regulation size.
Is this thing working?
Wouldn't that one be a gimme? Why did he shoot it? It's right there.
All right, here we go. Swish. We were 0 for 3.
Yeah, 0 for 3 so far.
That, by his logic, that means he shouldn't shoot anymore without being paid.
So who was the other team?
Okay, here he comes. Now, this is the one I think is an air ball. This all doesn't even this, touch.
All of this because he beat a pyromaniac.
Yes.
In jail.
A trans black pyromaniac.
Yeah. But I think this is the one that doesn't touch backboard, rim, okay, net, yeah, or anything. I think this is pure air.
Okay, let's watch.
No. Oh, okay, that was a swish. All right.
Yeah. Hit the rim, but yeah, it's in there.
There's one coming up that doesn't come close.
Guys, I don't know if you noticed, but my phone's there. Just watch it.
Hold on, what was that? Did that hit the front of the rim?
No, it didn't hit it. That didn't hit anything. So there's no muscle memory because he just made this shot.
Wow.
It was just short.
That wasn't the two balls hitting each other?
You think?
Yeah, I thought the two balls hit each other at the same time.
It did bounce back towards him. It did something.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe the rim.
No, oh, yeah. I think it arced. I think it was a pure arc of air.
But it's going back to him.
Yeah, because the ball the other ball hit the backboard and then hit Aaron's ball.
It was already going to miss, though. It was already going to miss.
Yeah. Oh, stop it. Let's see you shoot some basketball.
I mean, that's probably one thing I can do.
Oh, really? I can't.
You don't have to, like, also, get out of breath to shoot a basketball.
Do you know how close he is to the rim?
I can't do it, but I would never
Look, I can't dribble or run. I can make baskets.
He talks about how he talks about how great he is at basketball. Like this is why it's a thing. No one cares that Aaron goes and plays basketball. He says he has such a good time. The people there love him. This is so much more lonely than he was telling us about. He's like, I would hang out with the guys there. There's us and there's the pickleball guys. He's by himself and talking to no one while he's throwing the ball.
No one knows him there.
Do you think this is the only stuff he filmed and this was the best stuff?
Yes.
Like, why would he only film seven shots?
Right, why would he edit this down? Like,
well, that was a good workout. See you guys tomorrow.
It's like when you see Keanu's nudes. It's like, oh, which ones did she not post? Right.
That's how I picture Clearwater Chad going to Planet Fitness. 7 steps, I'm done.
Coach Scott said that he didn't think he was ready for a fight because he needed to work on the basics. And he has to cut the line and go right to, I want to be in a match, coach. Yeah. And coach is like, well, you're not there yet. He's throwing 3-pointers.
Right.
All he's doing is throwing 3-pointers.
Right.
Like, you're not good from behind the arc, right, idiot.
Never from the same place. Again, like, muscle memory is a huge part of this. So yeah, it's like, work on a shot from a place,
right,
and get it down, and then you can start working on other shots from other places and, right, like, yeah, figure out how to calibrate that and, like, no.
Guys, this is messing me up because I'm used to no nets because in jail we didn't have nets, so the net is
And the rim was bent.
Get out of the way, guys. I'm working on my half court shot.
He's doing shots behind the back.
These baskets are nothing like my carnival game, my bark at.
Oh, and that one hit the rim.
I mean, he made like another one.
He's
just running around the kid.
What's the title of this? I never watched this far into it.
Aaron shooting 3 of 7 from beyond the arc.
3 of 7. He didn't.
Can we get that made into an Air Jordan logo?
Yeah.
You're going to have a tape measure that shows he's 1.5 inches off the floor.
Carl, we were saying that the one of him doing the weird thing with his hands, you should have that as the new logo for the Dabbleverse Live. Instead of John, just.
Is he counting that?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Draining them.
So in my face.
Can you believe April left this?
17% from behind the line. Fantastic.
No, he dumped her, Patrick. Did you hear?
Okay, I'll skip all these. There was a lot of him talking about me being a pedo this week.
No, you're just scared. You're scared of him.
Yeah, skip all that.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared. I think this is about him beating everybody in the Dabbleverse. This one might be good.
Calm down a little bit. Oh, no, they're still mad. They're still mad. Guys, they really... Do you know what really throws them off is that we kind of keep them in this little retard sandbox and they stay there because they know if they go to our main channel, which is Rumble, that everyone's just going to be like, you guys are like really creepy, obsessed fags. You know that, right? And Steel Toes crushed you over and over. So we keep these guys, we've penned them. And by the way, you can say this out loud to them. They don't get it. We've penned them into their little retard kennel. And they stay there like good boys and girls. It's like we're Israel and they're American politicians. Hey, again, in my radio career, I had actual really tough competition that I had to beat. You guys have been a nice soft touch. And I think deep down, you know it. That's why you can't quit me.
It's going to get to the point in his life where it's like the kid who delivered pizzas for a summer is going to say like, turn my pizza delivery career. It's like it was such a small part of your life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're still talking about radio, morning radio.
6 years removed from.
Yeah. December.
5 years you did that.
December of this year, he'll have been doing the online show as long as he was doing the Steel Toe Morning Show on WHMH.
12-year anniversary is what I heard.
He was fourth in the market and he sold his own advertising.
Yeah.
Itch. All right, guys.
Opie talks about his radio career. It's like, yeah, but he was Opie from Opie and Anthony. It's a huge show. He made millions of dollars.
No Paul Shea.
Very much. I appreciate it.
By the way, Spy Report, Paul Shea dropped out of the number one spot in St. Cloud.
Wow.
He's being taken over.
They must have heard Aaron was coming back.
Leighton Media has taken his number one position, and he texted me this morning saying, I've got to eat cum now.
Better than shit.
Right.
Okay, this one is I believe gonna be important. I had to pay a membership last night to Aaron's channel, $3.99, to pull clips that he talks about here. This is important.
Buddy, oh my god, Aaron, move over, you piece of shit. Welcome to the show, you little Epstein file liver inners. It's the Steel Toe Morning Show.
Liver inner.
Trying to get better posture. I was watching a clip that, of Steel Toe that's doing very well. And I was laughing along because my show is remarkably funny. And sometimes I wow myself with how gifted I am. And I'm watching this clip.
Don't pretend like you don't do that, Carl.
I don't.
I'm like, God damn,
that's
what
crazy.
Is
the last thing I want to watch when I'm done doing Nobody Likes Onions is Nobody Likes Onions.
And then laughing along with it.
God, I'm good.
I scrubbed through to thumbnail. People.
What is, because like when I look in the mirror, it doesn't do this. But when I'm watching clips of the show, I have no neck. I'm like, what is that? And SP goes, that's called tech neck. That's like what tech workers get when they sit at desks too long because their posture is so bad. So throughout the day, I keep squaring my shoulders back and trying to hold my shit up straight.
He's got to look insane going.
Between my exercises, he goes to the gym.
Is that patient zero? What's happening?
Sugar water.
It's a very uncomfortable, stiff way to talk to you. So I lean on the table. I get a little comfortable and we get the tech neck. I don't think there's anything you can do about it other than not be a big piece of shit.
Guys, it's not a double chin. It's technique that he's moving. He's moving the problem away from his insecurity.
It's Aaron chin.
Dude, stop being a big piece of shit. Just turn it off one day. No, this is a process over time. Welcome to the show. It is the Steel Toe Morning Show. I do have some great things to tell you. Number one, this week is still perfect thanks to Ethan and many others yesterday afternoon after the show went off the air. Big drops. Not only did they knock out the 60 we missed yesterday morning, but they made it so we didn't even need to ask last night. And boy, did we have a great time. So let's just do that again this morning. I feel no reason to even ask. The other thing, the part that kind of sucks, we're so with our membership expirations, we barely went under 500. And we have this thing on this show where when memberships jump up by 100, we give you an extra half hour of show. What? Problem with that?
Never heard that ever.
What?
This is the wrong crypto for the thing. Hold on a second.
So does it have to hit an even number? Or if he's at 493 and it goes to 593, then you get an extra half an hour, or has to get to 600?
Every 100 memberships, he does an extra half hour.
When that happens, the day that happens.
Yes. But there was a problem on that day because
if he hits the goal, though? If he hits the goal, he's not doing an extra half hour. Even if they get 100 memberships.
Interesting you say it, because there was a problem that day because he's like, well, that means we'd have to go to 11 if I get two more memberships. But at 11, I'm doing the members only show.
Right.
So I think they did the members only show for everybody as part of the bonus.
Bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
It was not. This is the one I thought. I had him out of order. Sorry. But this is about Rikeda. And he's explaining to Oz about Rikeda and Rikeda's stand-up. Because Kevin Brennan's gotten a hold of Kevin Rikeda's stand-up. Recently,
Nick Rikeda. I've got these.
Nick Rikeda.
Two and a half years ago. Yeah.
I've got follow up clips to this one.
I have follow up clips to this.
All right.
Go. Thank you very, very much. You need me more. Appreciate that. Says, there you go, Toe. $20 and three memberships. You're welcome. Hello, Oz. Well, thank you. I hope everybody feels like giving $20 and three memberships.
Wouldn't it be nice?
What a personality. You guys are doing
50 first dates.
You guys are doing great this morning. Thank you very much. Hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. And again, throw us some membership.
So
I already have to go until 8 today.
What?
Eight. No, I'm sorry. Bathroom? 11. I have to go until 11 today.
Scrolling through the old page. And I noticed a comedy show coming up.
What?
In October? Or is that last year?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Mayor and.
You understand that was 2 years ago.
Oh,
almost
bummer.
3 years ago.
I just glanced at it really quick and I'm like, oh.
You understand?
He's talking about the stand-up show that Chrissy Mayer, when her dad got killed, had to bail on, and Nick Rikeda was on. And Oz is like, I see you got a stand-up show coming up in October. Oz is
so out of it.
Watch this show.
He's so out of it.
And that was the beginning of the end of everything. You understand that was the beginning of the nightmare.
It's the biggest storyline that's ever happened in Steel Toe.
Right.
The fact that this comedy show
and will ever happen.
He met the Rikedas.
He just reposted that.
That's why I saw it. Okay, I just glanced quick enough to not look at the dates.
Thanks, Oz. No, they
thanks,
reposted
Oz.
That because Kevin Brennan has been...
These guys aren't his friends.
No, they don't care.
...brutally and mercilessly clowning Nick Rikeda.
Oh, he's been having a thing.
And
like that.
Nick had a criminally terrible stand-up set.
Okay, that's what I wanted to... Nick had a criminally...
I bet he had a different opinion about it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he had
so
a different
I immediately
opinion.
Went back last night and I joined.
Yeah.
Became a member of the Steel Toe Morning Show.
And I was watching Kevin play that. And even
is this
Kevin
what you
said,
had, Moody?
Like, he's getting less than
I've got,
he's better
he's
than
actually,
Ray. Yeah, he's better than Ray.
I've got two things. One is Kevin Brennan's actual reaction to Rikeda. And the other one, Cash put together a compilation of the times when he spoke about this. So... Very similar to this.
$4 for nothing.
Oh. We can watch yours then. Pull yours up.
All right. I have.
Because basically mine were this.
This whole deal. So back to the week. So the show was incredible. The show was really, really good. Rikeda, hilarious. Johnny, crushed. Lilac.
Rikeda's hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crushed.
He was the headliner.
All right. Moody has a...
The headliner of a really funny show.
So... He said,
"We don't
he
really
said
care that, what Kevin has to say about it."
It's one line. It's one line. So okay. He said Kevin Brennan was brutal to him. Kevin Brennan and it was the first time Nick had ever done comedy, and Rikeda knew this. Oh, sorry, Kevin knew this.
Him basically scrambling after Chrissy canceled, and he put Nick on as the headliner.
Right,
and he had never done stand up.
Right,
which is a bad that's move. What he cares about. Like he could, but he admits in the clip that he couldn't get a local stage to do it. Mm-hmm. And he even called Gino, and Gino was like, I don't want to fly in tomorrow, emergency. And they're not going to be happy. Chrissy's not there. And And he had to refund like 25 tickets, he said.
Okay.
So Kevin's looking for reasons to hate Nick. They're in a bit of a feud at the moment, and this is him, his reaction.
Kevin repeats over and over again. This guy does drugs with his kids.
Yeah.
He's doing better than Ray. He's literally doing better than Ray did. Whenever I've seen Ray, he's doing better than Ray.
Like, we don't care about Kevin's opinion. Right, we care about Steel Toe being a hypocrite.
Sure. But what Steel Toe was saying is that Kevin was crushing him. Kevin was, he was like, this is a mediocre set of someone's first time. And he's doing pretty good, actually. It was the opposite of what he's saying.
Yeah, let's hear Aaron be a hypocrite.
All right.
Scrolling through the old... I just glanced at it really quick, and I'm like, oh.
You had a criminally terrible stand-up set at a show we brought him on to guest spot, and he bombed horribly.
You sure about that? You sure about that? You sure about that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is he doing Nick Ricada's set from Saturday night?
He did a great set for a first-timer.
Dude, he fucking did really well. He really blew the doors off the roof.
Yeah. And we didn't know how good Nick was going
to
be.
We didn't. We had no idea. It was his first time. And that was kind of the linchpin to the whole thing. Like, Nick going way over his time and killing and the room absolutely loving him was kind of the turning point when we all went, oh, this show just went from, hey, we did it. We were able to get it done, to this is a good fucking show.
This is a good show.
I've had a lot of experience with this with people. Like, they'll say you're really funny. And the minute you have, like, some personal falling out, they're like, he's not even funny. It's like, so when were you lying? Like, it's so odd. It's like, you cannot get along with somebody and still be like, that person's hilarious.
Yeah. Gino's been on WATP multiple times. And then all of a sudden, he's got a problem with me. He's just like, he sucks as a podcaster. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, oh, okay. We should have brought this up sooner, Gino. Right. This would have been a good discussion to have when you were a guest on my show. Also,
this is a good show.
Aaron said, we brought him on for a guest spot. That's not what a guest spot is. You made him headline the show.
Right.
It's very different than a guest spot.
And he went for an hour or something like that. He did a long time.
By the way,
time.
Johnny and Lila Hart, who are comics, opened up for both Aaron and Nick.
Why wouldn't
who
Lila
don't do
Hart,
stand-up?
Why wouldn't Lila be the headliner then?
Have you seen?
I have. Okay. A couple times.
Hugh says, biggest thing on Simcast last night was everyone wondering how Nick did. He did very, very well.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
I wouldn't blame him for thinking he has a like a beautiful career in comedy available for him. Like, look, because that's the worst part. It was his first time. He's never done it before. He's seen it from the other side. Maybe he's always thought, you know, I bet I could do that. I don't think it's that hard. And he gets on stage and he crushes it. He steps over his time. He does no wrong the whole thing. It's like, oh my God, if I'm like the new Dane Cook.
I so badly want to book him at a college now. Every time we do a show from now on, Ricada's more than invited on it. It's
That's enough. We gotta get it. We get it. He's a liar. That's the point. Does Aaron talking about his merch? He's still having issues with his merch store, believe it or not.
It takes so long. I'm not trying to complain because I'm glad they handle all our stuff for us, but like, of our last 8 orders we sent out, 2 of them came back because apparently the
address.
Yeah, thank you. The address wasn't right. And then Cocktiffs got held for like 2 weeks. And then yesterday it said, yeah, we shipped it. I don't understand how it works, but
Can you imagine making this a segment on your show? Somebody didn't get their merch because they had the wrong address.
No, I don't even know what he said. I was zoned out. I was watching Carl go to the bathroom.
We this all
could have been an email.
Shake it more than twice you're playing with impressive. It, Carl.
It was impressive.
Now I don't have to hear Cocktiff complain anymore. Also, somebody texted me yesterday. Main Vein, he sent me an email that says shirt size for VIP. And it says, Aaron, it's Main Vein. You get this. And I wrote, yes, just need size and address. And he hasn't sent that.
That's the update on the store.
Main Vein. That reminds me. Someone super tipped at the Mersh's show and said Aaron likes to eat his Snickers upside down so he can feel the vein.
Ugh.
I thought that was pretty funny. That's fucking hilarious.
Galleon, see, I knew it. I knew there were reasonable people out there. I used to enjoy NLO at times. He's funny at times. The Aaron obsession was too much for me personally. Just my two cents. Reformed Rapscallion, you're going to get a lot of people who create their whole world around that not being the case. They're going to be mad at you for that one. But you're right, and you're brave to say it. Very, very good. Keep going with the gifted memberships and the super chats and the rumble rants and everything else. Kim Nicholson's going to get so mad. She's going to like, I have to start a podcast so I can address these allegations.
Absolutely.
Motherfucker.
How deep is he into everything? How deep is he into all the devil?
Yeah, he's going after Kim Nicholson. He's going after her hard this week. But this is the part.
Allegations.
Absolutely.
Motherfucker. Melton ain't hit 700 all week, and we did multiple times. So
okay, so I didn't have a show that went under that didn't go over 700 this week, and did I mean this show went over 1200? We had 1150 now or whatever. But I went to Playboard just to see what he was talking about, and I had my Monday show.
Hello. Well, they're gone.
It's like
hi, welcome back.
I just don't 797 and 924. He's like, he was struggling to hit 700, 600. It's like, what is he? It's one platform. What is he talking about? This is Oz. Does Oz want to stick around to do the bonus time? And this is one of the funniest clips of the week, honestly. Like, this is great.
We're heading into the final.
This is the most awkward way to do this. You know, Carl and Rocco want to leave. You just don't give them the option.
Hour of the show today. I do have to go until 11. Now, we haven't hit yet. Do you want to stick? You're only mandated to stay here till 10.
Right.
I have to go until 11. We're not. I do we do the rally thing at 25 or
20?
I think we're
gonna wait till 10. You won't get paid for the extra hour, is what he's saying right there.
Why not just let him leave when he wants to leave? Why even make this a segment?
Yeah,
it gets more awkward.
Do you know what show this was, though? Was this yesterday's show?
Thursday, yeah.
Because anything after the goal was supposed to be given to Oz.
No. The rules have changed.
What?
Listen to this. The rules were anything over the goal goes to Oz, and we all know in January he made $15. Do you think Toe got more generous or more greedy? Have you not seen this?
No, I thought he said that at some point.
Oh, wait, strap in. You're not going to believe it.
55, the last 5 minutes to do the rally thing. We haven't hit yet. You get to decide if you're going to be here, because if we go over today, it's a perfect week. If we go over, I'm letting you keep 75% of it. So,
75%.
Whoa! So he got $15. I can't afford this come February. I can need 25%.
Now he gets 75% of the overage.
Come on!
What are we talking about?
He just loves
that's
suffering.
Insane.
He has to make things more complicated.
It's bananas. He's cut him.
I'm gonna let you.
So watch Oz.
You decide.
Well, let's see what happens.
It's 10 o'clock. You only got. I mean, it's kind of a decision.
I'll do.
Why can't he just hang out until he hangs out? It's 10 o'clock. We need to know now.
That's weird.
You got to get your answer in.
You're either here till 11, or you're out right now. That's weird.
Go sit in the kitchen. Take your shoes off. Don't walk on the carpet.
I'll do 10:30 unless I see different.
All right.
What does that even mean?
Unless I see different.
I'll do 10:30 unless I see different. And you know Oz has nothing to do.
Oz wants to start drinking.
You're going to go to 10:30 unless you see different. All right, guys. So go ahead and throw in your Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. You guys have been incredible today.
So basically he asked Oz if he wants to stick around. Oz said, like, well, let's play it by ear. And he's like, it's almost 10. We need to know. We kind of need your final answer.
Right. And he didn't like the answer. I'll go for another half hour. Oh, you okay. I guess I'll go for another half hour.
Fuck. That wasn't even an option. That wasn't one of the options.
No.
This is one that Moody wanted us to play. Basically, we all know that one of the things in the HRO that Aaron has against Nick is Nick said something on Twitter about he should kill himself or something.
He suggested.
I don't even remember.
It was a text message. He said the world would be a better place if you killed yourself.
Got it.
And Aaron responded with something like "Goodbye, addict," or something like that, and blocked him.
Right, but he told the judge one of the reasons he's worried about Nick is, you know, he told the court in the HRO thing, one of the reasons he's scared is because Nick threatened to kill him.
Right.
By saying, you should kill yourself, basically.
It was and Nick's defense has been, it was a suggestion. It wasn't a threat.
So this is Nick Shirley, the guy who did the Somali daycare center videos.
Openly said that if you see Nick Shirley, tell him to kill himself.
I mean, that's just a suggestion. That's not against the law. You're allowed to tell someone that. It's not nice.
Oops.
You're allowed to tell them. Like, how dumb would that be anyway if someone goes, hey, are you Nick Shirley? Yeah. Kill yourself. Say, fuck. All right. Well, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Right. If you don't want to kill yourself, you're not going to just because someone told you to.
It is annoying. I've had to explain this to Ray many times after Tukey has told him to do that.
You're lucky. This one won't load. So I think we're done.
Yeah! Whoa!
Unless
poker,
Moody...
Poker!
Unless Moody has a bonus round.
Oh! I don't have a bonus round.
Patrick, let us go.
We didn't get through all of them, but I don't want to torture you guys anymore. There's a lot of poker to play.
I would think Nick would be playing that to the judge at some point. This
isn't going to go on for days. Well, this fucking
also, don't forget, hours. You know, since the HROs were filed, like Aaron has told Citizen M to kill himself and stuff like that. Like there's Aaron telling Chatters to go kill themselves. That has happened. So let's not pretend that didn't happen. Let's get through these real quick and then we'll get out of here. Thank you for your money. Sword and Scale, in your vast research, have you uncovered whether Aaron sleeps in the nude or does he wear his old-timey pajamas doing research on a paper? He might be a never nude. We heard that during Twister.
He's not a never nude because he takes off all his clothes to shit.
he's a shit nude. Sword and Scale, is this fat fuck even checking the super tips? Yes, I'm checking them. We check them late.
Guess what, motherfucker? I'm downstairs right now. Let's go, Hunchy. It's Car Max time. I'm going to make you eat shit.
Fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're downstairs. You want me to come down, Karmic? Yeah, I'll come down like when I first came up and the guy showed me the fridge. Oh, yeah, I got stairs next to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, you want to go. You want to throw down, Crymax. Yeah.
You came here to see that fucking girl, didn't you, Kyle? You fucking bum. I hate you. You're going to have to wear the gay wig tonight.
Tim Bollinger, Aaron is right. His Rumble chat is quick to call haters retarded fags. They're a very intelligent bunch over there. Yeah, people say he's curated that Rumble chat pretty well.
He also today talked about he did an IQ test online years ago, and it told him he had 136 IQ.
136.
Holy shit. You know what's significant about that?
John.
Stuttering John got that number on the Howard Stern show. Mm-hmm. 136. It's, is that what they do to everyone to make them feel good about themselves?
Yes.
He said he was 100%. Afraid to retake it because he's afraid it might have gone down, which is how IQs work.
I've got the test gets harder
every year.
I have an open challenge to Aaron that's been standing for months now about doing IQ tests simultaneously. He's called me a 60 IQ guy. I'm happy to take one. I've never taken one before, but if Aaron takes one, I'll take one.
He also said that that's genius level, and I don't think it is. I think 140 is genius.
He said he's four away from genius. Like, the way he phrased it was exactly like the goal.
If a sand person has a higher IQ than Aaron, he's going to off
them. Wow.
Jesus, Carl. Your friend. He's not a sand person.
Just because he's into silicon. RPG Soundforge, I think next up for Aaron is a puppet co-host. He operates himself. He tried everything else, including taking talking Boyle. Call the puppet Mrs. Goal.
He
did do that talking
Mrs. Goal. Mm-hmm.
But he did a couple more.
Mrs. Goal was so good.
No, he was doing a couple of characters with Oz at one point. He did old radio guy, which was just an impression of Anthony Cumia's old radio guy. But he did a second one. God damn it. I can't think of what it was now, though.
There's so many.
Was it Civil War Renaissance or the Renaissance guy? Or
I have it in my notes. Okay. But it was another Anthony Cumia-like character.
I think a good one would be Inward Riqueda. I can't say it, but say it like Nick Riqueda.
Yes.
Oh, he was doing Ronald Reagan.
Oh,
he was doing,
I didn't see that.
It was yesterday. I was driving to the airport. I had nothing else to watch. I don't know why I'm not doing
that. But somebody used to do that too. The old,
he was doing Anthony Cumia's Ronald Reagan impression.
Dimple Ball's been, thank you for the $50. Been watching while I work on my fence. Hilarious show today. Hope you all have a great time in AC. Rocco, don't get arrested for elder abuse. Cover a round of blinds with this. Yeah, I'll lose it quick. Don't worry about it.
This moron ever had to lie about this. He said he was 3 for 7, but he was actually 3 for 9. He even had to lie about this.
Oh, in the basketball video. He shot 9 times and missed.
I didn't see 3 go in. I think 2.
It's yeah, but he say. Went up. Yeah,
what is the... going in? It's a gradient. It's a spectrum.
But he didn't count the layups either because he did like 2 layups right. At least. I don't know.
Neil Brennan's brother is sniping. Oh, no. Oh, no. Again, if you're a big fan of MLC, we got something tomorrow night you're going to love. We'll get the poker out of their systems, and they'll be ready to quit once I beat them all.
I never prayed to Zeus for lightning until Chainmail Day.
Chainmail Day.
Who's the bigger idiot, Aaron Imholte, or the guy that has to watch Aaron Imholte to make a buck off this horrible, horrible job? Yuck of horrible yuck. People, yuck. I hate you people.
Is Mike Boudet coming this weekend? Or is he just going to be in Hackamania? RP, I'd love to see you guys have a true toe boy on here as a guest just to interview them and understand what they like about this guy. Great show, by the way. We've had that as a standing offer. We'd love it.
It'd be awesome.
We won't talk about Aaron. We want to talk about why you like Aaron. We want to get into your psychology.
How is someone that tolerates Aaron going to act like we saw how Mikey was? It's
well, we should get Mylos interest. Can Mylos interest come on?
Oh, true.
Mylos interest is actually giving him money.
That'd be good.
And he understands the stuff.
Well, Josh wants us to have Kumi on. I think Kumi would do it. Kumi would love to come on.
Yeah, he's off on Friday.
He's got some toe stuff.
He was in here watching.
Yeah, we'd love to get Kumi on. Any updates on a promo code for EV Mux, Moody? We did get a promo code for EV Mux. I didn't want to put it out because basically it didn't give you, the user, a discount. It just gave us
money.
An affiliate link where we make money when you sign up through our link. So I said, there's no point in giving this out to people. They're not going to save anything. If it doesn't save you money, then it's...
We're still in talks with them.
Mr. Moneybags McGee over here doesn't need money.
Yeah, somebody's doing well. Sword and Scale, thought about coming, but it's 13 degrees up there. Have a good time, you guys. It is very cold.
It's going to get colder than that.
It's very cold.
Patrick, one of your chatters is bullying my chatters. I need you to talk to this person and tell her to leave my people alone. My chatters are good people and don't deserve all this abuse.
It's fair enough. This is a picture of Moody and I as worms.
Oh, lovely.
We're joint worms. What a show from Mike Boudet.
Give me a weird chin.
Yeah, that's what... What about the body? You're like the body's pretty accurate.
I'm fine. The body is a worm. That's fine. That's surreal. But head is supposed worms. To be real.
Sorcerer, who is here in the casino, says super tips rule. He's a big fan. Try to get your boy Kevin on those things, huh?
I realize my show is long. You get too much amazing content. We'll change the format. It'll be the steel toe goal hour. Every hour on the hour, we'll finish the show with the goal and
start.
What
Carl wants.
I'm telling
Carl
you.
Carl wants bottomless goal.
Only thing a man needs a woman for when fixing things is when he wants to answer stupid questions and get annoyed. Of course, I tried that, and here you do it.
Yes. So Moody and I set up Hackamania.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a sweepaholic. I've been sweeping since my wife left. I've been snapping them off, ripping bristles out with my teeth. Anyway, I'm here for help. Thank you, group.
Breaking those brooms. Oh, no. This is Kevin Brennan's family.
Oh, no.
The Uga, the Uga Brennans.
Stop it.
Why is he holding a battery?
It's for his electric bike. Oh, God,
I think he pulled out 100% a real man. SP, lend me your man hands for plumbing.
And the last one.
This has been a perfect week. If you guys can make up for Monday, Tuesday evening, and Wednesday morning. Thanks, Walter, for the $20. If everyone can throw in 20, we will be just fine.
Yes. The short-lived appreciation is my favorite part about this. Timothy Smith says, Jeff, do it. Crowcat, 27 months of rungan and dungan. Sorry. Better watch my mouth. Erica Ann, I don't know who keeps gifting me memberships, but thank you. Hey, guys, go Pats. Ugh, they've had enough.
Yeah.
Ricky Bobby, perfect never includes dignity. It's a good. That should be a shirt. You could have a full line of dignity merch. Markin, and thank you for the 10 gifted memberships. We appreciate that. Shuli Madoff, this was your moment, Moody. Your time to shine. We love your awkward style, though.
It's too early in the morning. Like, this is the first thing I do in the day.
Nerdy Brain, is SJ sleeping on the floor in that room with you all? Can he cuddle with Tukey? Would you trust Stuttering John with Tukey?
No.
Last half for standing, thank you for gifting a membership. Remember when Stuttering John, XMMM, remember when Stuttering Steel Toe threatened Levy with blowback? I do remember that. But who knows what's the truth? GSD Mama. His branding is so weird. Everything has to say Steel Toe 9 million times. It's like unwearable merch. No, he accused my merch of being unwearable. Fun fact from Dermbag. Toe is a part of the Minnesota that Governor Tim Walz called rocks and cows, but Toe don't look like no rock to me. Hashtag Moo Toe. Vito Calzone, Aaron is a month away from the Steel Toe OF show. Oh, no. Only fans. It'd just be fixing sinks. Papubula, bravely bold Sir Aaron rode forth from St. Cloud. He was not afraid to die. Oh, brave Sir Aaron. He was not afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Not afraid at all to be killed in nasty ways.
Brave Sir Robin from Monty Python.
Stop sending in super tips. We want to leave. Whatever you do, don't keep sending in super tips and annoying Carl and Rocco. Sorcerer, I sent these as super chats for the irony. We appreciate that.
I got a new way to hit the goal. Shorten the show to an hour. Ask the chatters trivia questions. Whoever super chats the right answer then has to pay me $20 on Venmo for getting the correct answer.
I think that would work. All right, we're going to get out of here while the getting's good. Moody, thank you for being on the show and joining us remotely. Bye. We love you. Rocco, thank you for being here in person. And Carl, thank you for
Rocco. Thanks for your last ever This Little Piggy show with us.
He says that every time. He says it every time he's on.
He's addicted.
He's sick.
And more importantly, thank you to Carl who drove 6 hours from Rochester and then immediately had to come upstairs and do a show. Oh, we have
not eaten any food today, but I will someday.
Buzzer beater coming in. Sorry, guys. Stick around for longer. Anonymous. So why no TSN at Hackamania, Patrick? For the same reason. We already have a group of 9 people I have to pay to come. It's called WATP. I can't. Shuli comes with like 6 people. I just can't afford it. We only have $100,000 for John. So why no TSN at Hackamania, Patrick? I know your boyfriend Rocco gets bitchy when anyone brings it up. So why not sell more tickets? I don't think it would sell enough tickets to cover all the additional flights and.
Don't worry, Stuttering John will be made fun of at Hackamania. Yeah, we'll get that covered.
I think it'll cover it. Ghost Crusaders TV. Brendan was holding a battery in the photo for the smoke alarm. I don't think we're gonna do better than that. But Sword in the Scale's trying. We got one more.
The African ceiling bird.
Throw Carl a can of food.
Thank you, Mike.
He already drank 2.
Starving.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being here again, Moody. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys next time. I'm going to let the whole theme play.